WJFK. Community Broadcasting, WJFK-FM, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Hello?
Thank you!
Thank you, Rosie.
Thank you!
Thank you, Rosie. How are you today?
Yeah. Oh, how bad is that?
Oh, how's your life pain? How's your toilet seat?
Can I get high?
Sure. The weekend's here. We'll have a can of beer. Among other things. JoeArdinger.com. Rob? Rosie? Judge Melville? Ferris? Anyone? How about that O'Reilly factor today? How about that? Good stuff. Well, I want to welcome everybody to the Don and Mike Show. It's quite a show they have in store for you today.
Thank you!
Of course, Rosie. Rosie, are you looking forward to the smear factor? Well, I am. Rosie, are you deaf, dumb, and mute? Or blind?
Yeah!
Hey, who runs this joint anyway? There's a rooster in the hen house. Rosie? Good day.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, weekend here. Jealous and effing queer.
Hey. Don't talk about your mother like that. Kiss your mother's lips.
Right now. Thank you. See, we just would need someone to help us out there.
Wow.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, way to take the show.
Good job.
Way to go.
Way to start us off on the right foot, Joe.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
I had no idea, but thank you.
I know you had no idea. That's what made it so much fun for us.
Right.
Well, have a good weekend and good day to you, and today's going to be a great show, huh?
Hey.
Hey.
That's a handoff.
Bye, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hang up. And there he's
the
going.
Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Right. Hey, everything is okay with Joe now. Started the show with the Stones.
I love the Stones.
I love just Joe, and Joe is trying to give prompts for the Rosie tape.
Right.
Yes, he was.
And I hope you all know how much we were laughing.
Yes.
At the fact that Joe was going, who runs this joint? Waiting for Rosie to say,
yeah.
And I wouldn't give it to him.
You wouldn't do it for him. You made him struggle there for a while.
Oh, I like the Friday Joe.
Hello.
Hi there to you. Hello. That Friday Joe.
A lot of fun.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun, right, Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh, hello. Hi, Jerry.
Hello.
Hi there. Hi, Tony.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Julia.
Hello.
How about Julia's daddy?
How's your electricity?
Heroin addiction. Keith Richards.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Dr. Phil's show tonight.
Oh, is that on tonight?
Yeah.
He's
so
very talented.
And I was just talking about the fact that when you called me today, you're flipped out because you didn't have power.
I had no power, and I just had enough time to save my work on my computer.
Well, quit fighting it when that happens. Don't fight the power.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Smear Campaign.
Yeah.
And all the ships at sea. Tennessee. It's the home of Helen McBride and the 14-carat gold corduroy. And here's Stewie Geronimo and Misty O'Mara.
Hey, back here.
Thank you,
Ron.
Hello. Okay, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi there. What'd you say, Stewie?
He said Stewie.
He said Scooey. It's Scooey.
Stewie. Stewie.
Oh. Stewie.
Hi there.
Hi there. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right. Come on, let's be happy on Friday with the Stones. Don and Mike show. And Mike, it's a new episode on this Friday.
Friday. 0520. 05.
Hi, Don and Mike. Levon Little here.
Oh, he's not retarded.
Hi there, buddy.
Hi.
And hi, everybody. Welcome to Don and Mike show. New episode on this Friday. And... okay, bye, Rob. You can call us from anywhere in America.
Why did Rob leave?
Because he went to get a copy of a record. 877-365-3636. That's our toll-free number. From anywhere in America, from Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., if you're lucky enough, among the chosen few, the hundreds listening to WJFK-FM, call us at 202-432-1067.
Tough to maintain my concentration. People flying through the hallways here at the radio station.
Busy, oh, busy.
Yeah, smear factor. Oh, here he comes back again. Thank you, Rob. And is that it?
I missed you.
There he is.
And we missed you.
Smear factor. We had to find a copy of the Council's greatest hits. Because it involves hair. Yeah, big smear factor show today.
Why? I'm a hairy guy.
Give me a head of hair, hair, hair. Huh?
Yeah, that's right, it. Right.
Hairy noon and
nighty night, night. In our green room now, some of these men, some of these women, Chris, Aaron, Michael, Ed, Andrew, Stephanie, George, and Butch.
Wow.
Hello, Butch.
These are the participants for the Smear Factor. Giving away a trip to Las Vegas today from Jeopardy with hotel accommodations and airfare and everything. Don't forget, tune into Jeopardy all this week for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions.
Right.
See who's good enough to beat Ken Jennings. That's Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC 7. All these people are gathered here to put junk in their hair today.
Give me a head with hair.
There you
right
go.
On. Groovy, baby.
And Beth Ann McBride, if you would come in, please, and tell us some of the things that you went out shopping for today. Here she is, Helen McBride.
Helen!
She's on the third day in a row now of wearing the gold corduroy.
That's great.
Ah, very nice.
There you go. 3 days in a row.
Very nice.
You like them?
Yes, no. They're lovely.
Lovely. Did you wash them yesterday?
Yeah, I washed them last night.
Good. And your hair. Now, your hair looks good today. Your hair looks good today.
You're growing it out, though. You're growing it super long, right?
I guess.
What do you got,
I was
like,
caught in the rain today.
Is it naturally curly,
is it
or
is
that a perm?
It's
or curlers
it's,
or something?
Something is natural because I got all right. Oh, it was just, I was so
it works.
Wet.
It looks good. You know what really looked good? Those black, stretchy pants.
Yeah.
I don't have any. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Beth Ann was in charge of the... Helen, excuse me.
Helen!
Helen Bridget McBride was in charge of the shopping for the items that people would be smearing into their hair today.
Yes.
It is... It's a contest to find out who... Oh, and spaghetti. It's a contest.
Good memory on that one.
It's a contest to see who can go the longest. It's a war of attrition, really.
Yes, that's right.
To see who can smear the most crap in their hair.
Oh, you know they're all going to laugh. It's just going to be gross.
I know. It's going to be fun. It was fun to shop. I just wish I'd had a little more time to be able to prepare, because then your mind really starts going.
I took a peek in the back room, and suffice to say, the studio will be stinky.
I know. It's bad.
I think any time that you bring in coon urine into the equation.
That's the product. That's what it says.
That's
what
on
that,
the list.
What does that go for a gallon now?
I don't know, Rob.
Hey.
Is it supposed to attract what kind of animal? Raccoons? Is that why it's...
No, apparently if you're hunting for deer...
That's what you use?
Coon urine gets rid of the human scent.
Ah, sure does. Boy, who doesn't want to pour that in their hair?
Well, someone will today, Mike. That's just one of the items
was up all night eating asparagus directly.
All right, Beth Ann, what do we got on your cooking list today?
In no particular order, we have ketchup.
Harvester.
Now, listen, we're going to be deciding among ourselves the order that we're going to be putting these things into or people will be putting them, putting stuff into their hair. And Beth Ann has ponchos for them and safety gloves. And I know that most things have been checked out.
Most things.
Doesn't really care that.
Most
there's
things.
That little,
everything.
You know, there's that little allergic reaction.
Almost
issue.
Everything. I know the paint is non-toxic.
Right. And so is the ink. And everything is.
The ink.
Okay. So what do we got today? What's cooking?
Okay. We have ketchup.
Yes.
We have Miracle Whip.
Easy.
Hot salsa.
Easy.
Non-toxic paint.
Yeah. Getting more difficult.
Fresh eggs.
A little difficult.
Some coleslaw that's been out of a refrigerator for almost 6 hours.
No, that's I love the fact that you've added texture.
Yeah. Now understand that these items, no matter what order they land up on your head, if you're here to play the game today to win the trip, you can't at any time like rinse it out.
Oh no, you've got to massage all of these items into your hair.
Yes.
No, rinse, lather, repeat.
Correct.
Okay.
Thank you, Buzz.
Right. And we will be determining what the portion sizes are. All right?
Yeah.
And, like, I'm thinking the ketchup, for starters, just a whole handful of it.
Yeah, I was going to say,
a good, healthy dollop.
What does Chris Rock say? You know, put some in my hand for a quarter.
Oh, come on, man. For brother.
Did you hear about his new TV show?
Yes.
Yeah. Funny. Everybody hates Chris.
Everybody hates Chris.
I'm ready. That's not the best idea for a show. Who cares if it's funny or not?
I'm ready. Oh, it will be.
Yeah, because it's him. Anyway, Beth Ann.
Sardines.
Right.
Dog food. Cat food. Liquid soap.
Now, why you got liquid soap in there?
Might have to, No, I'm sorry.
No,
you're going to throw that one out.
Yeah, no.
That's just... That could... What?
It'll cause itching.
But you see, liquid soap will allow them to feel like they're cleaning their hair.
It goes against the principle of what we're doing.
Okay,
it'll dilute the other good products.
Just save it for the end when you've got to wash them all down. Like
I'm not washing them down.
Yes. Oh, didn't you know that with the prison hose?
You're going to be Mr. Wolf. Lots of luck, gentlemen.
Whitefish and pike.
Oh, and you know what? That's another thing from last night's CSI, which I really want to talk about. At one point, Brass, that cop, he says to one of the people, a time is of the essence.
Right.
Oh,
right.
You know, that Quentin Tarantino CSI last night.
Yeah,
please, somebody stop me from talking about this all day today. It was really the greatest episode of CSI.
Very well done.
I've ever seen.
Yeah. Who was the guy that blew himself up? Did we get enough a good enough look at the actor to know who? Because it was
The actor? No, I have no idea.
I thought it was somebody maybe recognizable.
But it was so great. Although they did do the thing at the end in loving memory of Frank Gorshin.
And kudos to Frank Gorshin for doing my favorite one that he did, Burt Lancaster.
Yeah. And hey, how about
Tony Curtis?
About Tony Curtis, doesn't he look good?
He looks great.
I didn't even recognize him.
He looks great.
I read something about Tony Curtis this morning. He's posing nude for his 80th birthday.
Yeah, Vanity Fair.
Yeah, that's right. He's going to pose nude. He's just going to pose nude to show everybody. And if you're going to do Tony Curtis, you just do a variation on Cary Grant.
Yeah, right.
So what you do is he's going to pose nude. Wasn't he a great guest when he was on this show?
Yes. I asked him point blank about Jamie Lee Curtis being a hermaphrodite.
God, we definitely have to get him back on the show.
Okay.
Because he's posing nude, and he's 80.
Yeah. Covering himself with his dogs.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. His private areas will be covered with his dog.
But what a great CSI it was. And Quentin Tarantino, and I know that everybody loves jumping in his prostate about how great the guy is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the stuff I like, some of it I don't like.
Right,
I think he's really talented. He's a fan of CSI.
He knows how to get you going. I mean, he knows how to get the voyeur in all of us. He really does.
And here's, at least from my perspective, being a crazy fan of that show, what he added. In the beginning scene when the guy Warren, the black guy, he's talking to Eads,
right?
Okay, George Eads,
right? Mm-hmm.
That little conversation they had in the locker room.
Oh, that's the one. Yeah.
The Warwick, that's his name. The brother
Warwick.
Yeah. He's never had that much character on that show.
Yeah, exactly.
In 5 years,
Tarantino liked him and he wrote for him, and it was obvious.
In 5 minutes, he got out. Also, when Grisham is doing the thing with his eyebrows and like showing off that he's acting, and he's just kind of stonewalling Mark Helgenberger, she says, Excuse me, Jack Handy. I know that we're I know we're in deep thoughts. That's like a joke you never hear on CSI.
Exactly. Great moment.
And then when he has him say, you know, time is of the essence.
Yeah, wonderful stuff. Like to see more of Tarantino do that directing. That would be great.
It was very obvious that he had everything to do with it. And the music selection was good.
Even I like Kill Bill Volume 2, too. Oh, actually. Yeah, those are great movies. And even if Tarantino doesn't come back, I think he's made a permanent mark on the show. I don't think the show can ever go back to being, and as great as it was, right. I think it's a little going to be a little different now.
How many of you thought that the cop at the crime scene was actually going to be the
bad guy?
Yeah, I did right away. I really thought that was going to happen.
How many of you thought they were going to kill off Eads?
Yeah.
I mean, I did.
Possible. I never did.
And, you know
what? You really thought they were going to kill him off?
Yeah, I thought he was one of the ones that was at a contract holdout at the beginning of the year.
See, I fell asleep before he got rescued, but I knew he was going to get rescued.
Last week, Fried and I had discussed, when we were watching this CSI last week, they got like a cast of 1,000 now.
They do.
And that must be their leverage that they can say, you know, we can kill you off at any time because we've got this guy waiting and this girl waiting.
Well, because it was the season finale, they kind of crammed them all in one room a lot. You know, did you notice that?
Yeah,
it was like all the CSIs going from point A to point B.
And that George Eads, first off, that's a scary concept.
Yeah.
To think about being buried alive.
Jesus.
Exactly. And again, that's Quentin Tarantino. He gives you something that right away, in the first 20 minutes, you're thinking, I could never stand to be buried. And he's got the gun up to his mouth, and they're saying, don't do it. And he's got the and the scenes when that guy Eads would just be in there going, I mean, that's better than going to a movie.
Oh, sure it is. It's better than a lot of movies.
Yes, it is. I mean, it was like a CSI movie.
It was great.
And I just want to say this because finally I'm talking about a show that's not American Idol.
Homo.
Okay. You want to follow me on this? Yeah. There was lots of guts, and literally lots of guts on that show last
intestines.
Night.
Intestines.
Sex, men, women, fighting, shooting.
Yes, lots of action.
Explosions.
Nothing like American Idol.
And snappy dialogue as well.
No, hold on, everybody's calling with that actor's name. Here we go. Sean, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. That actor who blew himself up was John Saxon.
That was John Saxon.
Okay, what do we know him from then,
you
Mike?
Would probably know him, really. He was in a lot of the Bruce Lee movies, Enter the Dragon. He was a B-movie actor. He played a lot of, like, the second-tier tough guys. And he was, not mafia guys, but he was like, man, what can I equate him with? He'd be equated with, like, almost a Robert Stack kind of guy, a Tony Franciosa.
Oh, one of those
guys. That kind of guy. Right? Okay. Yeah, John Saxon.
Thank you, my friend. You're the first. Thank you. Everybody's calling about that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, what's up, brother?
Hi there.
Hey, question. Look, at the end of that, the whole thing, it drove me nuts. He didn't go in there and, like, just rip that girl apart.
Well, he couldn't.
Oh, now, you know, here's
it drove me nuts.
But that's, again, why I think Quentin Tarantino is so good. Mm-hmm. The end of that show last night, you could interpret what that guy George Eads, and I just like calling him by his real name, Eads. Mm-hmm. You could interpret what he was doing your own way, that he went back to the prison to see the daughter and, you know, just said to her, basically, when you get out, everything will be cool.
Mm-hmm.
And everything's cool. I mean, you could interpret that 3 or 4 different ways.
It's like he really is going to get her in the long run. For putting him underground. No, he's too honorable.
No,
I think so.
Or what he's saying is that, you know, don't worry about all this crap that your dad started. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it.
Does anyone know what song it was on the cassette that he sent in?
I told you last night, I thought it was the Stones, but I guess it wasn't, right?
I don't think it was, because I poked around in my Stone CDs. It was like...
It was something like Find Me If You Can.
No
that
matter
kind of
what
stuff.
You're going to do or something.
Right.
I'd love to know what it was. Mm-hmm. It was pretty cool, but it was obscure.
And also, very nice the way that it started, as they were listening to it, you could definitely hear it coming out of the little boombox.
Right.
And then as they looked at the evidence and found out they were screwed, all of a sudden it became full, beautiful, stereophonic sound.
Yeah, well done. And even with the delay between the time he puts the tape recorder on, which Tarantino's brilliant enough to know that that's another opportunity to create a little bit of suspense where we're all waiting to hear what's on the tape. Just, you know, that's why he is who he is.
And nice use of ants.
Well, of course, because Gil Grissom is really into insects.
And you know that Quentin Tarantino's an enormous fan of that show. I think Tarantino watches a lot of TV.
Well, that's what I appreciated about it, is that here's a big-time movie guy who's not afraid to say, I like something on TV. As a matter of fact, I love it so much, I'd like to try it myself.
Well, Quentin Tarantino was also a judge on American Idol one time.
That's right.
I mean, he spends a lot of time at home.
Homo.
TV.
Now that you mentioned, that's another thing I've got in common with him.
Yeah.
We're both really, really handsome.
Right?
Smart.
And I would venture to say that at a big crowded party, Tarantino probably wouldn't be, that gregarious. He would probably be. But hasn't he been known to be, like, kind of a bar brawler and stuff like that?
Yeah, I guess.
And you'd never do that.
No, I'd run and hide.
He lips off a lot. He's a mouthy guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But I do look good in those ski hats that he loves wearing. he's just a squirrely guy. Or as Joe puts up on the screen, Quentin Tarantino, as if he's quitting his job.
Quentin Tarantino.
Quentin Tarantino.
Quitter!
Hello. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. Great. Thank you.
Hey, last night on E.T., they were talking with George Eads about Tarantino directing that episode. And they were talking about when they first put him into the coffin, Tarantino was whispering in his ear through the ventilation hole things like, your mom can see you. Your mom's watching you right now. Things to get him freaked out, psyched up, so he would, some of the emotions.
He can see Tarantino doing crap like that.
Yeah, and he probably does it with real actors,
sure.
Like in his real movies, like in Reservoir Dogs or in Pulp Fiction.
There's a chance you're never really coming out of here. I know they're making a TV show, but there's a chance you're not going to get out of there. This is going to happen. You could really be trapped.
The black and white scene?
Yeah.
Yes.
The black and white scene was supposedly ultra gory, but to get it past the censors, they had to go black and white.
Yeah. Oh, and hold on. One more thing, and then we can get off the CSI thing. Would somebody please explain to me? I'm not complaining, but like the dream sequence, would you have the two coroners,
yeah.
and they've got the big axe, and like they're singing, and he's going, "I've got an axe. Let's cut him open. Let's cut him open. Let's cut
very
him open."
Strange.
It was very much like Alice going down the hole. Yeah. I didn't really
follow that. I think George Eads was kind of hallucinating at that point. He was in his final moments, one way or another, in that box, and I think he was starting to blank out and to fantasize and hallucinate a little bit.
And was that a real brand of gum, or was it a fictitious gum? Tarantino likes to put fictitious characters. I mean, I know, like, Jack Rabbit Slim's was not a real restaurant. He does that. Was the gum on CSI last night, was it a created name brand of a gum? I think it was.
It looked like Bubblicious.
Right, but it wasn't really
Bubblicious. But I don't think it was. Do you think it's like on Seinfeld, when they used to have what was really a Diet Coke can at the time, just regular red and white, but they would alter it to say Diet Cola?
Or like the beer they drink on the soap operas that we were watching. House beer.
Mike and I sat and watched the soap opera one day for 10 minutes trying to figure out what the brand of beer is, fake beer is, that the actors drinking. And it's like H-O. It could be what? H-O-U.
There's a house. U. There's a U. It's got to be house beer.
House
beer.
House
beer. You can get that at your place.
House
Enjoy
beer.
The great taste of house.
Yeah, what a great CSI. Oh, and I know you're sick of hearing this every Friday, but I'll just tell you that my acupuncture today went to a new level.
Oh, she put them there, huh? Happy ending?
Buzz, Jesus Christ, you would think so. You would think so. I get my acupuncture. Uh-huh. I've told you about that, for stress release, getting my chi together, feeling good about myself. It's fantastic. Today they said to me, want you to try something that's like stretching and yoga. And
she put some of those needles in the funny, fleshy fairway?
No, none down there, Mike.
Right, just checking.
None down there.
Yeah.
They're all over my feet, though. All over my feet, all over my ankles, all over my head, all over my arms and legs. It's crazy. And then they say, you're going to go upstairs and try this thai massage.
Right.
And it's yoga. And I'm not into that, but I'm trying this because I'm so into the acupuncture.
Working,
and as it turns out,
I've been dying to try that. Not acupuncture, but that Thai massage. I'm going to do it.
I'll tell you what, I'm not in great shape, but I run on the treadmill every day. I'm sore as hell from this broad stretching me out today.
Right.
But again, listen, it's just my own personal thing that I think pregnant women are sexy.
Mm-hmm.
As it turns out, the woman who was giving me the
masseuse,
the Thai massage,
sexy.
She's pregnant, just enough where it shows.
I see.
And just enough where the fairy's been to visit.
So you were a motivated student.
I'm laying like pretzel-like on the store, on the floor rather, and as she's leaning over saying, maybe we can just push this thigh a little bit more.
Oh, dear.
Honey, manipulate me to your heart's desire. I don't care. Break my back. I don't care. Beautiful, hot, hot, hot
Thai massage.
Wow. What Thai massage was, the article I read, was that that you do basically a lot of yoga poses where instead of you having to get into the pose, they basically twist you pretzel-like into it, and they help you along with it.
They do. Wow. And a lot of it was because, you know, I'm a guy and she's a girl. Mm-hmm. There would be that thing where she'd have me stretched in this position and say, now hold it as long as you can.
Uh-huh.
You know, feel free. If you want to switch, if you want to switch feet, you know, go ahead.
Right.
But I, the whole time, you know, Sander holding my stomach in going, no, I can,
this is no problem, man.
I can handle this.
But, did you have a favorite position?
Yes, I did, Buzz.
I see. Okay, well, that's the important thing.
The favorite one was,
Okay, this is, welcome to your Thai massage. Now we're going to attempt, this is what we like to call the reverse cowboy Thai massage.
I'm telling you, it's great. I've never thanked the Chinese for anything beyond General Chow's food.
Oh. It's Thai.
Well, Chinese, Japanese, Thai, it's all
Thailand,
same part of the world.
Bangkok.
Hey, watch your mouth,
just
okay?
Just give me a name of a town in Thailand.
I know you are. Watch your mouth.
That's right.
But I'm just telling you, this whole you know, Western medicine thing,
uh-huh.
I'm there.
Eastern.
I'll remember that one of these days. But I'm there. And I'm loving it.
I read this great article about it, and it sounds like for anybody, especially guys our age, when flexibility does become an issue,
uh-huh.
and you're athletic and you want to do, you know, you've done stuff in your past and you want to do more stuff, they move you into these great stretches, and you probably feel, you say you're a little sore, but you probably feel also looser than you've felt in a long time.
Loose, baby.
Loose is
yeah,
good.
I'm like a loose
thing.
Slot. In Las Vegas.
You ready to pay off this weekend?
Oh, I was ready to pay off about 10:15 this morning. if only someone would have pulled on the lever.
Well, she was telling you to hold on a little longer. You've never been, from what you described, you've never been very good at that.
Not my strong suit. Absolutely not my strong suit. But a shout out to both of those wonderful ladies today.
Mm. Good for you.
Can't wait for next Friday. You know, I don't even mind getting pissed now during the week. Because I know that by Friday...
Sweet release.
Yeah, going to get those needles. And Buzz was asking me before the show...
Sweet release.
Buzz was asking me before the show, do you think you should go more than once a week if you dig much? I said, I think it's just right.
Yeah, but something to really look forward to at the end of your week.
Build up just get mad enough during the week with enough crap, even if things are going great. You know me, glass is only one quarter full. I can always find something to be mad about.
Your Thai massage is my 30 or 40 beers.
Fair enough.
Now, we both have our little things that we look forward to on the weekend.
And, okay, just two more things, and then on to Beth Ann. About health and stuff. I know you've talked a lot about your weight. I don't want to take anything away from you.
Uh-huh.
But I'm finally below 200 pounds for the first time.
Congratulations.
Hey,
that's a big mark.
In 8 years. And
I'm going to give you your props.
I'm sure over the weekend I'll be back up. But as of now, today... Finally, Jesus Christ.
God damn, that's
198.
Good. That is
so
good.
Right.
Good for you.
Still big and fat, but not as, you know, almost 100 pounds. So that's...
Wow.
That's great. And that leads into the other thing, the DNA testing about health. Remember my wife and I sent away, it was her project, but she sent away for this thing where you do a swab, and it's supposed to tell you about, like, where you're from.
Mm-hmm.
And tell you about your DNA, and I'm adopted, as you know, and I don't know jack about myself, so it'd be interesting. So we pay the money, and last night I get home from work, and my mother-in-law says, oh, look, and she's still living with us, incidentally, thank you.
Thank you!
She says, the package arrived with, look at it, find out where you came from.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm ripping through this thing, and it's like, yeah, this has been specially prepared for you, and we looked at your swab, and it doesn't tell you anything about where you're from. You know what it tells you?
What?
It basically, in my case, it said, stop smoking.
Oh, man, is it a scam?
No, it's a medical thing. It's like where they go through your DNA and they tell you what levels of what toxins you have in your body, and it would be good. Like,
is that DNA or is that just a blood test?
Okay, that's the gazillion dollar question.
Really?
Now my wife has found another one where you lick the swab and send it in, and they tell you more specifically where you came from.
Was there any information on there that would be, you know, credible to you that, hey, yeah, this is a legitimate thing? Or do you think maybe, did you get the feeling that maybe like 300,000 people have gotten that kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I looked at it, it looked like crap. You know, it was weight, and I think at the time I put my weight like it, whatever it was when I sent it, like 208.
Right.
So, of course, it came back overweight.
Right.
And I didn't lie that I smoked cigars, So I put. I didn't lie when I filled out the thing that says I have a drink every day.
I thought it was supposed to give you some clue as to your genetic history, you know, what the, your family was predisposed to and that kind of thing.
It did not do that.
Wow, what a waste.
I just thought it was a total ripoff.
Now, look at this.
Frida loves it because she's a health nut. Mm-hmm. But now I looked at it, I just, this is garbage. What's the, you know, if I want to get a report like that, I get that when I go to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah, right, exactly.
I don't need to spit on a swab, send it across the country and have them come back and say, listen, you're fat. And also stop smoking. But vitamin B, you're great.
Yeah.
I mean, really, like that was one of the categories. Vitamin B, you get plenty of vitamin B.
Oh, that's good. I wonder what's in, what has vitamin B in it.
I don't know. Maybe booze.
I don't know, but it's what gives you energy. Keeps you from being tired.
Booze. Well, booze starts with
B. I bet
B.
those shakes you drink have that. I bet those shakes you drink have.
Maybe so. I don't know. All I know, I thought it was a ripoff, but we're going to try the new one.
Well, you ought to look at it a little harder over the weekend and find out it really and warn people about it. Because if it's a scam, you know, it sounds to me like that maybe the swab wiping had nothing to do with it, and your survey answers had everything to do with it.
I think so.
Whole grains have a lot of vitamin B.
Oh, really?
Yeah, now you know.
Well, I don't eat any whole grains.
Oh, you should.
I don't hardly even eat bread.
I eat a lot of bread.
For goodness sakes.
Fish and chicken have a lot of vitamin B.
Oh, that would do it, then.
Hello?
Hey, hi, baby.
Well, hi, sweetie.
Hey, listen, I'm talking about that thing. Did I tell you this to you? No, I guess it was before I had gone to the acupuncturist today. You were already out walking the dogs. I looked at that thing last night. What a rip-off that thing was.
What thing? What are we looking at?
That DNA thing.
Oh, yeah. I was disappointed, too. It didn't tell me anything.
Right. Did it cost a lot of money to have it done?
Yeah. How much did it cost?
It's like $400.
What?
Oh, my
God. Hold on. You are kidding me.
Yeah. No. And they give
you're
you a...
You're kidding me. I swear to Christ. Hold on, please. I thought it was $35.
I don't know why you thought that.
Do you guys, I mean, after looking at it, do you both think really this might have been an elaborate hoax, kind of a scam?
Yeah, I've read about it in the Washington Post.
Oh, well, that means... Well, there you go.
Thank you!
That means it's true.
It was supposed to... you know, basically, it says take your vitamins. I mean...
Good advice.
Right. Standard advice.
Like, did you see mine that said, you're overweight? It didn't say it was obese. It said, you're overweight. Must stop smoking. And
well, you said you smoked cigars in the survey. You gave your height and weight.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Wait, no, they can't tell that from your genes anyway. They're not supposed to be able to tell that.
What was there any specifically genetic information on the...
I can tell you is, for example, in different B vitamins or how good you are getting toxins out of your system in certain things, whether you have an aberration or not. And it'll tell you you do. And it'll also say...
See, I was just looking for something, baby, that would just say... You are, congratulations, you're a Pollock.
Yeah,
you
know, 100% Cherokee.
You, we did not buy that. That would have been another $400 on top of the first one.
Well, we're not doing the second one.
I know. That's why I told you I wasn't doing it. I wanted to do this because, for health reasons, I hoped, because you're adoptive, it would tell us more of your medical history.
Well, it seems for $400, they would be able to come up with a little bit more than that general information they probably give everybody.
I'll bring the thing in on Monday, and I'll read it to you, and you'll hear how lame it is.
All right.
Yeah. It just pissed me off when I read it.
There are people that can do the genetic testing for your heritage, although that's not specific, and they tell you that right off. But they can tell you how white you are, or how African you are, or how Asian you are.
We should do that with Rob.
Yeah.
You get the results back. It says you're from the Western Hemisphere.
We should do it with Rob. Yeah, I'd like to do that with everybody, but I'm not going to pay that type of money.
Joogie, don't you remember Beth Ann said she had an email from? See, this is the company that markets it, but it's not the lab.
The guy offered to do it for free.
They do it for you know, free or whatever, and you could get everybody.
Okay.
You could do your Aryan testing, and you wouldn't have to pay, you know, the big money.
Honey, I thought we were, you know, never going to mention the Aryan testing on the air. that's bedroom talk.
That's
privilege. No.
Bedroom talk.
No, listen, you mentioned it, you know.
Yeah.
It's part of the big plan.
I unfortunately I know of it, but I don't come to the meetings, and that's the important thing.
I got news for you. You're the treasurer. Guilty by association.
Oh, the brotherhood.
All right, boo-boo.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay, bye.
I love you.
Love you, too.
All right, goodbye, Brittany.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is a rip-off, it sounds like.
Yeah. And Jesus, $400, it's a double rip-off for me.
I remember when you said you were doing it, it was expensive. You said that at the beginning when you were going to get it done. And it's
well, to me, $35 was expensive.
Well, $400 is, you know, you ought to be able to...
For $400, Christopher Columbus should come over here and kiss my ass. I mean, really, kiss my ass literally and say, I think you are from... Poland.
Yo, where are my daughters? Nina, Pinta, Santa Maria. Hey, how you doing?
Well, what a rip-off that was.
That's too bad.
But what a good show that CSI was last
year. Yeah, oh, very good. God, yeah.
Boy, do I like having my needles in. I'm just in such a good mood today.
You seem like you're floating on, you're walking on air.
Yeah. Oh.
You're positively walking on air, and so are the people that are going to smear stuff on their heads.
Beth Ann, would you please come on back in and...
How about that?
It was hair.
We never got the entire shopping list of what people will be...
Oh, that's right.
I thought that smearing in their hair
up until
today.
The soap that you, what she was reading, the order was good. You could put it on in that order.
All right, hi, VA. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
I just had some life pain issues.
I know you did. And we got, in that time, we got another person.
Pookie. His name is Pookie?
Yeah. And I spelled it right, and he was so happy.
P-O-O-K-Y?
Yeah, not I-E.
I would think that the correct spelling would be P-O-O-K-I-E.
Yes, yeah, Pookie.
Pookie.
Oh, really?
You know whose nickname was Pookie?
Steve Perrin. Yeah, this is another great, warm-hearted program director.
Guy was the Michael Jackson of the radio world before. I mean, I don't want to imply he's a kid toucher.
Oh, I see.
Because he wasn't. Steve Perrin was a guy that just looked like Michael Jackson does now. I mean, except he's white. He was white to begin with.
Oh, dear.
But he just always had that I'm too skinny and like...
He lost an amazing amount of weight.
And he would like wear an ascot to work and stuff.
Very strange dude.
You know, I mean, like a thing that Bruce Wayne would wear.
And you know, like so many of those PDs that you introduced me to in the early days.
A lot of times.
Strange dude.
They don't have like baby talk for each other. You know, we're talking about program directors like a Pookie. Did Pookie add the record? I don't know. Did Mousy add the record?
Yeah, I mean, and then I'd go to one of those conventions where those people were, shake hands with about three of them, and then retreat into a corner with a bottle. God, it was disturbing.
This guy would be walking around a convention wearing a suit and an ascot. And he'd have his big drink in his hand, and he'd be trying to look very professional, and you'd go, and from KSTP in Minneapolis, this is Steve Perrin. He'd go, hey, call me Pookie. Imagine if you could a more feminine Johnny Depp,
right?
Although he's not handsome like Johnny Depp.
Homo.
This guy Pookie. But imagine, and how awful does Johnny Depp look in that?
Oh, I think he looks
Charlie.
Great.
No,
it
looks too weird.
I want to tell you something. No, I want to tell you that movie's gonna suck awful.
It's gonna be huge.
No way. That's a huge movie. That has got too much Tim Burton all over it.
Yeah, it looks like they're doing it. Well, I'll take my kids to it.
Yeah.
But I'm worried now that my kids are going to be absolutely traumatized by Johnny Depp. Because, you know, Gene Wilder was scary enough in the original Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
But Gene Wilder's scary was kind of a funny scary.
Adorable. Funny for adults. But when they're in that tunnel, when they go down the Chocolate River.
Oh.
Sorry about that. That sounded bad. Didn't it?
Homo.
When they're in there, you know, we don't know what is trying. You could be dying. You know, I mean, Jesus.
Yeah. That movie gave me nightmares because I'm younger than you guys.
They
so.
Show like an insect who biting off another insect's head.
Yeah, show it off.
Yeah,
I'm younger. You hear the background. I'm younger than you guys. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Show a chicken getting its head cut off.
Yes, they show a chicken getting its head cut.
I guess
but this is truer to the book than the other movie. Johnny Depp, his face. I don't know whether it's a prosthetic or what.
It's the teeth. He has like Da Vinci veneer.
Very, very.
And
scary.
Here's the thing about Johnny Depp. I've come full circle on that guy. Frida even made me.
Mike just spit out his water. You know, I got to exercise a little more self-control. Just sometimes you always do it like when it's right in my mouth. Everything is sounding dirty now.
Hold on.
I'm sorry.
Again.
You didn't like Johnny Depp and now you do?
I liked Donnie Brasco,
right, yeah.
And then I thought overrated, and I was not a Pirates of the Caribbean fan.
I hated Edward Scissorhands.
Loved
oh,
it.
That's
I
a, great, like that's too a much. Great movie.
But I'll tell you the one, my wife made me watch that movie, Finding Neverland, and that's a movie that's not me at all. And I watched that movie, and the only thing I said is, that movie sucks, but Johnny Depp is a fantastic actor.
You know, I saw two movies last year.
I mean, really, in that movie, he's got some chops. That dude's got some friggin' talent.
I saw two movies last year.
This bulletin just in. Johnny Depp is a good actor.
Sideways and Finding Neverland, and the two best movies of the year were Sideways and Finding Neverland, and they were both nominated, and they deserve to be nominated for Academy Awards. That was, and that movie, Finding Neverland, is an absolute disaster without that one particular actor in the role. That's
right.
How good he was for that role. He's absolutely phenomenal.
And Sherlock Holmes movie a couple of years ago called From Hell with Johnny Depp.
Oh, you get a chance to see that. That's
fantastic.
Great.
Fantastic. That's a great movie.
I saw that too, and I was like not convinced. And then what's the one where he's in a, it's with a window? What's the title of the movie is?
Something like Rear Window. With Turturro in it also.
Right. Yeah, I saw that, and it's like, okay, well, he'll do some different stuff. Right. But then I saw that Finding Neverland movie, which I just, I agree, it just stunk. God. It's a garbage
movie. Oh, that was a great movie.
But even I had to admit, he's a hell of an actor.
It was a super chick flick, but it's like so many of those chick flicks that let me release my sensitive side.
Did you love Ed? Did you love Ed Wood?
That I love Ed Wood.
I mean,
the movie.
The movie.
Stop talking dirty.
No, I was not a fan of Ed Wood.
Yeah, I thought that was just
Ed Wood. I loved. That was fun. Johnny Depp is, you know, wow. When you think about it, you really
he's made a couple.
It's like when they say a ball player is sneaky fast, you know,
right?
And because he's just
well spoken.
Well spoken. He's done a lot of stuff. Now that I think about it,
21 Jump Street.
But aren't we all? Aren't we all in agreement though that he's going to ruin the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory movie?
I am completely on the fence. I don't know. Yeah, I've seen one trailer for it, and he scared me.
It's a gut feeling. I've only seen the ad once.
Yeah, me too.
I agree,
me
though.
First time I saw it, I said, uh-oh, mistake.
I'm on the fence between being, and it's all the way on both sides, being completely repelled and, like, wanting to run to the theater the first day the movie comes out.
I think it's going to be horrible.
Right. Although I know a lot of you love hearing what I'm going to do on the weekend in advance, so you can plan listening Monday to hear what hilarity ensues when I go out and actually interact with all of you people when I leave my plastic bubble.
Where can we meet you?
Saturday night.
Uh-huh.
My wife and her mom are doing something, so I'm going to go to the movies. Now, there's a variety of films that I could see.
Yeah.
I could see the Star Wars, Return of the Sith.
Sure.
I could go see the movie that you love, that my wife wanted me to see, the Sandra Bullock movie, Crash.
Mm-hmm.
No. Will Ferrell. I'm there. I'm telling you, tomorrow night, 7:30, meet me. I'll be there.
Ebert and Roper, two thumbs up.
Well, Ebert and Roper give everything two thumbs up now. I mean, really, those are two thumbs that don't mean what they used to be.
Yeah, that's true. But, I mean, I think it you know, gives a little credibility to, now, to the world's greatest asshat.
The thing about Siskel and Ebert and the other guy, you know, the fat guy and the not dead guy. The thing about them is that when the other guy was on the show, they would disagree more. And a lot of times,
well, they didn't like each other.
You would see in the ads, you would see, you know, Roger Ebert says one thumb up, and you would know that Gene Siskel hated it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in all the ads, you see, even for a dumb movie like George of the Jungle, you see, you know, two thumbs up. It's both of them agreeing. Yes, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think it is.
It's you got to go and make your own mind up there.
You don't trust Leonard Maltin?
No, I don't. I don't trust any of those people. But I just thought I'd pass that along to you so it would, you know, give you a little credibility with the, you know, Will Ferrell. You know, Will Ferrell is, and it's a kid's movie is what it is.
Yeah. So was Finding Neverland.
No, it was not.
Sure it was.
It was not a kid's movie.
You could take your kids to get more out of that movie than to get out of any piece of crap Will Ferrell movie.
I took my kids to that movie.
Good, that's because you're a good dad.
I am a good dad.
But you're a bad dad because you won't take your kids to what they really want to see.
I might take them to the Will Ferrell movie if they really wanted to go see it.
I'll take them.
Yeah.
What could go wrong?
I don't have them this weekend, so you know. But if I did, Uncle Donnie take them there. You can have them for an afternoon.
It's got to be when my wife's out.
Well, here's the deal.
Saturday night, me and your daughter.
Here's the deal. I've had friends of mine say, "Hey, can I have them for an afternoon?" And you know, I have limited time myself.
Yeah.
I have limited time with my children. So if you're going with them, I'm going with them too.
Well, I'm going tomorrow. But if you want to go next weekend, I'll probably. I wouldn't mind seeing it a second time.
You already know this.
Yeah.
You already know this, and you haven't seen it yet.
Yeah.
Because you completely make up your mind before you go in to see the movie.
It's a gift.
Worked for him so
it's a
far.
Gift, Mike. It's a total gift. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Johnny Depp completely looks like a kid toucher in the new Willy Wonka movie.
It's scary.
Yes, he does.
He does have that scary, but I'm still holding out on it.
Thank you, my friend. Here's Jeff in Tampa Bay. Jeff.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you doing?
Hi, we're doing great.
I just wanted to say I'm kind of a Willy Wonka geek myself. I read the Roald Dahl books when I was a kid, Charlie and the Great Glass Elevator, and the whole Wonka thing. And this, I have to say, Johnny Depp is one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood.
Not as underrated as he used to be. I mean, he gets
lots of props. People climbing all over him now.
Finding Neverland was a fantastic movie. That movie was excellent. I watched it last weekend with my wife, and it was like, I don't know how he didn't get nominated.
We just lowball that, the fact that we all like that movie?
I'm comfortable with my homo ness to say that I loved Finding Neverland.
Homo!
You know what?
Homo.
Oh, man.
What?
No.
What? Say it. What? Come on. You going to out yourself today? What is it?
Yeah, I'm going to out myself again.
Go. Okay,
this is
it.
Worse than Rudy.
Okay, say it then.
The waterworks went big time for me.
Big.
On what? Big time in Finding Neverland. Absolutely.
What scene made you cry in that movie?
I don't remember. I really don't remember. Huh?
Toward the end, you mean?
Towards the end, yeah. Toward the end.
Sure,
yeah.
Was it just when Johnny Depp first showed up on camera?
No.
Like the first
he was
scene.
Overcome?
First scene.
No, I don't know why it got to me. It got to me because I was in, I was Captain Hook. I played Captain Hook on when I was in the theater. Don't.
You know what?
Look, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just over here.
You're an ass at,
Rob.
You're going, I stopped.
Both of you were lunging for it. Good, what a shame. All right, good, that we can't find. When I was a little kid, you know that. I played Captain Hook. And
nobody.
I was connected, and it was just nostalgic.
Of course.
A lot of that, a lot of him being that writer with all the crap he was going through. I mean, it was, the movie.
Oh, God.
The movie touched me. What can I say?
Nothing wrong with that.
And I felt completely embarrassed.
Oh, boy.
Do you know why there's going to be a problem with the new Wonka movie?
What is that?
I think it was in one of the Hollywood trades. Is Johnny Depp said he based his performance on Marilyn Manson. The same way he
that
based...
doesn't bother me at all.
The way he based the pirate on Keith Richards.
Right?
He based it on Marilyn Manson.
That doesn't bother me at all. See, I think it's going to be good now.
Yeah, I can't wait for
hold
my kids
on, hold
to
on.
See that.
You just said you didn't like it.
Now after hearing that, now
it's
I want
it.
Now I am on the other side now.
Okay, hi, I'm Flipper. This is my friend Flop.
It scared me. It was like, God, does he look weird? But, I mean, at the same time, I'm like, man, I got to check this out.
Yeah.
He looks scary. And I think you're fascinated with it, too.
No, don't think it's going to be too scary?
Maybe for little bitties.
Maybe, yeah.
But scary book. But Gene Wilder, man, in his day, Gene Wilder was, that movie had scary moments.
Oh, well, the scariest thing has not even been brought up yet.
What?
It's the Oompa Loompas.
The Oompa Loompas.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that ruined me for midgets. I'm sorry, dwarves.
Hey, will this one have Oompa Loompas?
Of course.
Yes. And here's the thing. They're probably going to be, they're like Tim Burton Oompa Loompas.
Oh, yeah. They're going to be like animatronic.
They're worse than they were when you were a kid. Look, dog intestines. What do you think, kids? You want some candy?
I just feel like a ping pong ball right now.
So now you're against
it again? I hate me the Tim Burton, too.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mind Tim Burton in the proper way.
Let's say Christmas movie.
Oh,
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Right. What that's great. Stick figures.
Yeah. But he did, remember?
Really, matchstick.
That one, not so good.
Jesus Christ, that's good.
He did
Like I didn't learn that in third grade, doing little flip cards.
He did Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
Yeah, and he did the first Batman movie, which was a good Batman movie.
So there's potential for him.
Yeah.
Here I am again. This is, man, I really feel like I'm a badminton.
You don't have to decide now. That's the great thing.
Birdmitten.
But you cried during Finding Neverland, huh?
I can't tell you why. There was something that... There's something that activated my... I'm a weeper. What the hell?
Mike, the weeper.
I'm weepy.
Hello, Don and Mike. Mike O'Mara, the weepy mimic.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The weeping mimic.
That'll be in the book.
Right. The weeping mimic.
Picture me with clown makeup on.
Jesus, so sad.
We got a break, and then we'll start this contest with these people
right.
And the junk in their hair. Hello, Don and Mike show. Oh, hold on. I want to take one last call here. John.
John Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing great.
Excellent. I'm calling to let you know an old Johnny Depp movie that's great. He's whacked out on drugs all the movie long with Benicio Del Toro. It's Fear and Loathing.
Oh, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, yeah.
Great movie.
No, he's good in that, too.
I don't think I've
too.
Seen that.
Yeah. He's good in that. Although that's
and
like,
he was good in Blow, too.
Yeah, Blow was great, too.
You know, he's not, here's the thing, though, he's not done the family pick-me-up like Will Ferrell has. All of his movies seem to have that.
That's what Will Ferrell is for.
Dark side, Mike.
You need a Johnny Depp as much as you need a Will Ferrell.
That's right.
Balance.
God needs a Will Ferrell.
You could take 3,000 Johnny Depps and teach him how to take a fall.
Which do you think God needs first? Do you think, of course, it's about Dale Sr., of course. Mm-hmm. But do you think God needs a Will Ferrell first, or do you think God needs a Johnny Depp first?
Well, you're asking me, and I'm biased, you know, that I think, I don't think the world needs a Will Ferrell.
I hope God needs a Will Ferrell real quick.
That would be wonderful. Absolutely.
I think
Will Ferrell, because, I mean, without a costume, or without taking his clothes off,
right.
Or without, you know, however, with that said, here I am, Mr. Flip Flop again.
Yeah, Flop.
He looks like he's perfect in the Bewitched movie.
Yeah.
Because that's what he should do.
Will Ferrell?
He should be a straight guy for the comic actress, you know, and Nicole Kidman's going to play that role.
Okay,
because
so which one does God need first?
You'd still kill him. You can put anybody
still
in that
kill
role.
Him.
Yeah. Yeah, let God take Will Ferrell home.
Let's say
take
Will
him
Ferrell.
Out of take me out of my misery.
Here's
with
the thing,
him.
There's a million Johnny Depps out there.
Oh my God, no!
There's only one Will Ferrell. As much as I've said Johnny Depp is talented, there's only one Will Ferrell right now. Right now, there's only one.
That could change with his Brillo head.
Yeah.
God.
That's why God will keep him down here, because he makes so many of us happy. Guys like Johnny Depp, dime a dozen. Johnny Depp, today, he could be today's James Dean,
okay.
For all we know.
Okay, Joel Siegel. All right, no problem at all. Will Ferrell, kicking and screaming. Oscar loves kicking and screaming.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, Robert Duvall's in that movie.
I know, and no one's called him out on that.
They will.
No one's bothered to say, hey, hold on, Academy Award winner, what are you doing slumming with Will Ferrell, for God's sake?
So saith Rex Reed.
We gotta do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show. Listen, or they'll poke you in the eye. Don and Mike.
Thank you, Dude Walker. DonandMikeWebsite.com, official website of our show. Please be joining Mike at Noakesville Day in Noakesville, Virginia.
Yeah!
Mike is once again judging the Noakesville Idol Contest.
Yeah!
1 o'clock. At the Pleat in Your Cave, Mike.
That's tomorrow. Looking forward to it. Hey, Don, it's my third year in a row.
Okay, show off. Why not just rub it in my face?
It's great. They have, like, they have people stand on the concrete in back of the feed store. Or whatever the warehouse is.
Throw it in my face.
Yeah.
That once again, you're going to be judging the Noakesville, Virginia Idol Contest.
Yes, Noakesville Day with balloons for the kids.
The glamour, the glitz and glamour.
It is without question in my radio career. It is
Jerry Giggs.
It's a little. You know what it is? It's a slice of Hollywood out here on the East Coast.
Red carpet, searchlight, quite a thrill.
I knew you never slept with Corey Clark. I believed you.
Hello.
Thank you,
Don and Mike Show.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi. I have to tell you that Gene Wilder is just as scary as Johnny Depp. Oh my God, my husband played Willy Wonka for Halloween. He dressed up one year.
Yeah.
I had to watch that movie frame by frame. And let me tell you, Gene Wilder has potential to be a sexual child molester. He's with Charlie's hair. He stares and scoped out those kids up and down.
Yeah. All right, honey. Well,
I tell you, I will see the movie just to see how much Johnny Depp resembles that.
Even when he comes out. When Gene Wilder, it's one of the greatest entrances on film, too. When he walks out with the limp, I love that. And then he does the little flip at the end. It's great.
Yes,
All right, thank you, honey.
He's freaky.
Thank you. See you later.
Right. No, sir.
Oh, no, where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, PA.
Cool.
This is for you.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah.
See you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We can get a lot more from that movie.
Oh, yeah, we... We could.
Yeah.
And we could keep talking about Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
But we got all these people.
Yeah.
Right. We're here for Smear Factor. For an HBO trip to Las Vegas. That's not just a regular trip. That's the HBO trip.
Right.
They take care of you.
Yeah.
Except it's a Jeopardy trip. So Jeopardy takes care of you, too.
They're good also. Very good.
You know, as a matter of fact, the HBO trip, if I could be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sucks. They put you up at a Roach Motel.
Sure.
No, you go out there on Jeopardy's dime.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you want to get laid.
Sure.
You just call up and you drop the name Trebek.
Anything you want, come.
Don't forget to tune into Jeopardy all this week for the ultimate tournament of champions to see who's going to beat Ken Jennings. And again, I keep hoping that they're actually going to beat him, like cane him.
That's what it is. They actually hit him on the bottom of his feet.
But the people at Jeopardy are giving us this trip to Las Vegas to give away Jeopardy weeknights at 7:30 on ABC7. They treat you like Johnny Gilbert. I mean, they treat
you... This is Johnny Gilbert
speaking for Jeopardy. They treat you so good. And spaghetti. Let's bring Beth Ann back in and find out exactly what we're putting. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it for Helen McBride and see exactly what we've got. Here she comes now. Everybody, here she is, Bridget Jones, Helen McBride.
Thank you so much.
Helen!
Hi, Helen.
And that applause you're getting.
Do you mind fact that we're calling you Helen now for no apparent reason?
No, I don't care what you call me.
Helen McBride. It's got to be Helen.
Your work.
HMB. So, Helen.
Yes.
Helen?
The items that we have are...
Okay.
Start from the beginning and just run through them.
Okay, ketchup, Miracle Whip, hot salsa, non-toxic paint, fresh eggs, bad coleslaw, sardines, dog food, cat food, no more liquid soap, non-toxic screening ink, whitefish and pike, gevelta fish, rotting fish parts, a rotting beef tongue, and coon urine.
Wow. That is
and that's cool. The order we need to put it in, too.
you gave some thought to the order, too, right?
Well, yeah, Rob helped.
Well, I'll be honest, what she told me today, I said that the coon urine had to be, you know, the cherry on the sundae.
Absolutely.
Beth Ann wanted to move it up. She thought that coon urine would be a stronger middle of the lineup here for us.
Right.
But I think you got to have him swinging in the most position, the most important position.
Yes, right.
Batting cleanup.
And, you know, I have a prediction to make. I think they're all going to go for it, and that's what's going to be wonderful about it. I don't think there's going to be any attrition, but you know what? It's going to be a wonderful, like, almost like a hair salon with all this crap in there.
Uh-huh. Well, let's bring the people in.
Let's bring the maniacs in.
Let's get them in here. And we'll have photographs of this on our website before the end of the night of all these people playing for the Jeopardy trip for two to Las Vegas.
Wow.
Can I be honest? When you go out there with HBO, you get strip searched at the airport.
Right.
You go out there with Jeopardy.
Right.
I mean to tell you that
right there, people. Sir. Are we going to talk to them individually or
we'll just get them all.
Collectively? I'm backing away from them already.
But you go in on a Jeopardy trip and the answer is luxury.
Nice to see we got some ladies participating too. That's going to make this a little more special.
Sure.
Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi
there, because you get the Merv treatment with Jeopardy.
Yes, that's right.
Now let's see. Let me make sure that everybody's got name tags, but we'll need you to step up and just scream. It
smells like root beer in here already.
Let's see, where is Chris?
Oh, there
he is. Hi, Chris, can you scream real loud or something?
Hi.
Hi, where are you from, Chris?
Centerville.
Okay, thank you, Chris.
That'll work good.
Then there's Butch. Hi, Butchie boy.
Hey!
Jesus.
And Stephanie. Let's see. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hi there. And Mike, who's that? I can't read the name.
This is Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hi.
And we've got... this is Pookie.
Pookie.
I'm Pookie. Hi.
You're the Pookie.
You're the Pookie.
Homo.
Very interesting.
And then
I'm George.
George.
I'm Michael.
Andrew.
Ed.
Okay, so these are our contestants.
Yes, all right. I can tell you by just observing these people right now, I am looking forward to seeing Butch play this game, and also Stephanie and Aaron.
Well, yeah. Stephanie and Aaron have long girl hair, and
Andrew, I think Andrew and Chris are probably going to have the easiest time of it, and the rest of the people are in between.
Okay, here's how we're playing the game. It's as you know, smear factor. One at a time, you will have to massage a different item into your hair.
We're all about portion control, too, so we're going to give you all about the same portion of each of the substances.
Hey, can you stay on that one, unless
yes.
you're talking to those people? Because that's...
Well, somebody, Rob, you hold this, okay?
I appreciate that, Mike, but that one is... that. See, that's the mic that's made for you, that one.
Yeah, baby.
There you go.
Listen to that.
Right on.
Wow.
So, I think... You want to start with the ketchup?
Yeah, I think, you know, the order that Bethann had it in on that card is absolutely the order I think it should stay.
Oh, Helen, would you come in with a ketchup, please?
Helen!
Because we can do this very simply. Everybody can put their hands out as if you were at church getting ready to get your wafer.
And you got it right. With the two hands.
Two hands. And I think everybody would get
it. He's doing the wafer thing. Very good. Good Catholic girl, Aaron. All
everybody,
right.
I think, would get like a nice big... coming out of the ketchup.
You know, if you wouldn't mind, Don, I wouldn't mind being the dispenser
sure.
of things. I'd
absolutely.
Like to. I really would.
Okay.
All right.
Let's get a microphone over here. And, yeah, you're right. These are Costco size, big ass bottles of ketchup we got.
Keg of ketchup.
You got CSI gloves? Why do you have CSI gloves, Bethann?
I don't need the CSI gloves.
Can I have some, though?
Right.
I just love where
you ready? We're starting with the. Tell me when you're ready.
Go ahead. Dump it in.
Bring it on.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay, that's. There's Butch.
I want to make sure it all lasts.
Okay, hold on. I want to just get the sound.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Good one, Mike.
I got more.
Ketchup for you. Mike is squirting the ketchup.
Ketchup for you.
Into everybody's hands now. Okay, let's go over here. Getting the squirt sound.
Yeah.
All right.
Quiet,
please.
I'll go back.
Ketchup sounds.
And finally, Ed. There you go. Okay, that's good, Mike. Okay, now all 10 contestants. Do you all you all got to speak up now since you all have to share a mic? Everybody have the ketchup in their hands?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Now, once you put this ketchup in your hair, you cannot attempt to remove it. It has to stay there. So you want to get it really rubbed
what
in.
What you want to do is massage it
really
in.
Good.
It is smear factor, so smear it into your hair. Ready? Go.
Go. There we go.
Start the smearing.
Lovely. Lovely, everyone.
That's
how are we all
good.
Doing today?
That's good.
How's that feel?
That's good.
People don't normally put ketchup in their hair.
Feels
stimulating, doesn't it?
Let's get the next item in here.
Yes.
Let's get the next item in here. And Mike, are you like me, like just putting on the CSI
gloves?
Yeah,
I do. After watching that, it is a CSI thing after watching that last night. All right, bring that over here, Bethann.
It already smells like McDonald's in here.
All right.
I think it's the combination of all the guys' body odor.
Yeah, well, it was definite root beer before we had anything in here.
But now we've added that catsup. And Mike,
what I'm going to ask each person to do is reach in and grab a dollop of Miracle Whip in the family size let me see. Carb count, only 2 grams.
That's right.
Good news.
All right, well, reach in, Chris.
That is per serving.
Yes, sir.
Chris, reach in, and there you go.
This is actually good for your
little
hair.
A little more.
Come on, Chris.
Thank you very much.
Okay, now, Butch, reach in.
Because we care.
How does that feel, Butch?
Nice.
How does that feel, Butch? Feel good?
There we go.
Okay.
A little more.
Now the girls are getting. Stephanie's getting her mayonnaise. There's Aaron getting her mayonnaise.
Aaron took a healthy dollop.
All right, there you go.
Aaron likes white, squishy stuff.
Now, let's not be greedy, and there's enough to last for everybody.
Come on, George. Looks to me like you're no stranger to that.
All right. Let me see what you got. Oh, son, just a little bit more. There you go.
Some men are more comfortable than others with the touching of mayonnaise.
Right, it is starting to smell.
Yeah.
I know it's starting to smell.
I don't know what you got. I mean, I got on this side of the crowd over here, and it is
okay, hold
nasty.
On.
Little relish with
there's
a thousand
Andrew.
Island dressing.
And now with the combination of ketchup that's gotten in there, it almost looks like a test sample gone bad.
There you go.
Right. You know, like if you've gone to the doctor because you have a burning or something.
Everybody did really well with that one because we're actually almost out of Miracle Whip, so
okay.
That worked out very well.
Then let's see, contestants, if you are ready, please to be massaging the mayonnaise into your scalp. Go. Now really... massage.
Yeah. There you go. Isn't that lovely?
Makes a rich lather.
And we haven't even gotten to the fish yet.
Yeah.
Like they're making a Big Mac on their head.
Now, let's see. Now, Butch, there you go. Now, Butch, you want to get all of that hair involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
All the hair, Butch.
Butch, I'm not really pleased with that. That's a, yeah, get it in there. Attaboy. Good, good. Very good. What's that, Butch?
Got to get all of it.
Hey, now, where's our girls? Where's Stephanie? Aaron, how are you doing? Aaron, how are you doing? Honey, how are you doing? You guys, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Stephanie, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Let me see Stephanie. Oh, look at that. Oh, look at how neat she is about. Oh, wow.
But she's really doing it the right way. She's continuing to rub it through.
Yeah, she put her hair in a nice little ketchup mayonnaise bun. Bring in the next item.
All right, one more item here. Wait, what's our next item, Beth Ann?
Hi, Beth Ann. Helen!
Thus far,
come in, Helen.
Thus far, it's just ketchup and mayonnaise.
All right.
And what is it now? Oh, it's hot sauce.
Hot,
salsa.
Hot, really hot.
Hot salsa.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to need another bowl of that. All right. All right, little scoop. One hand will do it. One hand will do it.
Now, has that been microwaved, Beth Ann?
Microwaved way hot.
I thought that was part of the deal, that some of these would be hot. What? Yeah. I can't hear you when you're not on the microphone.
Spicy hot, not...
Oh, not hot. Okay, just spicy hot. Like their hair is going to be able to taste it. What is Stephanie eating?
Stephanie just went for a lick. Oh my God, that's disturbing.
Stephanie's licking.
Stephanie, you just couldn't. You're a salsa fan, aren't you? Some people just love salsa.
You know, if you had like some Doritos or something, you would almost have a nice dip going in these people's heads now.
All right, we need
rice dressing.
All right, take it all. Take it all. We're going to need another bowl there.
Hey, Helen, we need one more bowl.
We need a little salsa for Andrew.
One more bowl of your salsa.
Very good. How's it feel, people?
Mom McBride's salsa.
My Helen's delicious salsa.
What a McBride's.
My Helen's delicious imitation salsa product.
Would somebody call Ron and Fez now and apologize to them?
Yeah, because this studio will stink.
And tell them that it's going to take a month of Sundays for this place to get
Ed
smelling
a little
normal.
Too neat for me. Ed, I know you got it on your hands. Rub it into your hair, Ed. Come on, go for it. Come on, not that neat. There, get it all in there.
Helen, what kind of waitress are you?
I can't get it open.
All right, here we go. All right, this is for
Andrew.
Andrew.
Andrew's got to pour some in. See, now everybody's waiting and holding the salsa.
And I have to say, because I saw a little cheating over there.
Yeah, we're gonna it on there.
Oh, now Mike's pouring it just right on Ed's head. Now, Mike, everybody, rub it in.
Don, you know, like being the sergeant at arms here, you know.
Rub it in. Now, let's just get...
You wish you were on this side, bro.
Everybody quiet. We'll just get the sounds of rubbing. Just rub.
Son, there's corn in everything that's good.
You'll enjoy it twice.
All right, everybody going?
Now you're looking nice. Okay, it's time for the break. So what we're going to do now is ask the 10 of you to step outside.
And when we say outside, we mean outside.
Now, fortunately for you, there's a chance of rain this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. But Donna, unfortunately, the rain has stopped.
Well, for the duration of this contest, if you want to be a part of this, if you want to drive by the station and see these folks,
right,
that's where we're going to have them, out on the corner of Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia.
And you know, when salsa, ketchup, and mayonnaise falls on the plastic tarp on the floor, it looks exactly like vomit. Yes.
Now, Helen, where's Helen at? Helen McBride? Oh, yeah, what's next? It would just tease what's next.
Paint.
Very good.
Yeah,
paint.
Paint.
Oh, for paint.
You know me, I'm wanting to jump ahead.
You can do whatever you want. You want to go with paint before the break? Helen, are we going to have to apply the paint, I think? That's probably the way, like,
Mike, you can pour it.
Okay.
I'm afraid I was talking more along the lines of bringing our Babe Ruth up to bat already.
You mean the coon urine?
The coon urine.
If you wish.
He goes right
there. I know,
moments ago I had been agonizing, saying we should keep him in the bottom part of our lineup for the later innings.
This is true. You can do whatever you want. This is your idea.
Let's break. Let's just send him outside, then we'll figure out what the next item is.
All right, well, come back in, because there's paint and coon urine in your future.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Everybody out.
But as of now, all 10 are in.
Very good.
No one's dropped out yet. There you go. You look good, George. Look good, George.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
They all,
bye-bye.
They all look good.
How you doing, Butch?
I'm doing well.
Doing
very
good?
Well. I'm
How about you, Chris? Now, you've got it all over your forehead and everything, dude.
So, Mara's light would wash it down beautifully.
Thanks for the plug, son. Yes, Larry. I get them every Friday. You notice that? Every Friday, I pay somebody.
Sure.
Boy, I tell you, it's smelling like Burger Chef in here.
Yeah.
I'm getting back all those memories when I was a kid and I had to work in these places.
Special sauce all over again.
Mm.
I'm a little dizzy over here, Grissom.
Okay.
yeah. I tell you what, Marg.
yes, Grissom. We have to have that whole CSI rap, you know, that whole we're too cool for school thing going on.
Although, have you noticed, Buzz, both Mike and I do love wearing the CSI gloves.
Yes. You look good in them, actually.
It's just something that's empowering, as Oprah would say.
All right, now they're undisciplined out there. They're wandering.
Oh, that's not good. We have new carpeting.
Yeah. All right, I think during the break we have to get them to stand shoulder to shoulder, military style,
yes,
on the sidewalk.
In front of the building.
Yeah. How about right along the sidewalk?
Yeah, that's fine.
It's 52 degrees here today, so standing outside with wet hair.
Joe, I'm calling you.
Hello?
Hi. Hey. Listen, have Joe get out there, and we need him in a straight line.
Yeah. Shoulder to shoulder, like they'd be on the deck of an aircraft carrier.
On the sidewalk.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye, Helen. Bye-bye.
Helen?
Oh, hold on. Who's this? Hello. Don and Mike Show. Hello?
Oh.
Huh. You know what it is?
What? Oh, it's the gloves.
I got to take off the gloves because the touch screen
computer
works.
Requires the human touch.
Hold on a second. Not kidding about that.
Yeah.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hello.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
I just want to know, does it smell like Gallagher at one of Gallagher's shows?
I've been to one of those shows.
Yeah, Will.
And it's starting to have a Gallagher quality to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, you guys need to get some Febreze to put in to spray in the studio. Otherwise, you'll be Boston by the end of the show.
Yeah, but Febreze always struck me as the when I was a struggling DJ and too lazy to clean up my place.
Yeah.
Do you ever get that stuff that you would just sprinkle in your shag carpet?
Yes, the powder.
And then you'd like half-ass vacuum, and it would, and all it would do would make it smell good.
Make it,
right.
It would make clumps.
Yeah, for like 10 minutes, and then after the 10 minutes was up, the bad smell would come back, and you're right, lady, you'd have the clumps.
Well,
and I'm not talking about the movie.
Febreze worked better than that.
All right, thank you for the call.
You're welcome.
Thank you, see you later.
All right, bye.
What's going on out there, Mike?
Well, they're not disciplined, Don. They're not shoulder-to-shoulder military style.
You know what?
Artinger's got to get some discipline on these people.
They're out there. They're acting like they're on Survivor.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People are honking at them. They're waving.
I want no acknowledgement. No talking. Shoulder-to-shoulder military style.
Too casual.
I might have to do this myself.
All right, go on out there.
All right,
go on out there, General. Take care of it, Patton. We'll be back. Michael, go discipline the troops.
Right.
Hey, don't do what Patton did, though. Don't, like, hit a guy and tell him he's a coward.
I can't.
No fragging.
Don't hit him with your glove. Because isn't that what he did in Patton?
Yeah.
Didn't he get mad at the guy and go, Jerry, yellow belly. He went, my dad with
right?
his gloves.
Smack him with the glove.
Didn't have the cool CSI glove.
No, he had the cloth glove.
And this is the sound. You know, I can't figure out when I watch CSI. How do they get these things on so fast?
There's a lot of powder.
Practice, and the fresh ones have powder in them, so your hand theoretically slides right in.
And how did
Howie... I bet they're sized badly.
How did Howie Mandel manage to do that great gag?
That's Joe.
Oh, it's Joe Artinger?
Yes, he's my buddy.
Joe. Hi, Joe.
Howdy.
Hi, outside with all the people?
I sure am.
Okay, Mike's out there now.
Okay, yes.
Let me hear Mike.
A squatting position.
Mike's making them squat.
Hold that squatting position until further notice. There will be no fraternizing with anybody in the vehicles. There will be no talking to your fellow contestants. You will remain in the squatting position until I tell you to stand.
What got into him?
All right, you can stand now.
He's got some issues. He needs some acupuncture.
He likes this military thing.
And no movement whatsoever. Thank you.
Okay. Something tells me Mike's getting Major Woody out there. I mean, like he's turning into a military type.
Yeah.
Seems to enjoy that.
That's scary.
All right, well, they're outside. We'll bring them back in, and the pictures will be up on the website. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, pull over. I got to use the John.
Why don't you go when we drop Spence off?
I didn't have to go then. Excuse me for not having a prostate!
All right, Dad, there's a Dairy Queen. Go knock yourself out.
Okay, after I pee, anyone want a soft serve?
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Take this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
There you go. There you go. Tighter than the flying nun.
Get nude, squat, and cough for Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, we're back with round number two of Smear Factor.
Here they all come.
10 of our listeners, 10 of our great listeners. And we do want to thank them. This was something we brought up late in the show yesterday.
Oh, I can smell the stuff.
These people all called and came down to try to win the trip to Vegas by putting crap in their hair, smearing crap in their hair.
Now, during the break, they were very good, standing shoulder-to-shoulder, military style outside. I thought they did a really good job with
that.
Did
you guys get you get a lot of honks out there? What was happening?
Yeah, sir.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
Let's go now. They really got, they've taken the military thing to heart.
Yeah. And were people giving you encouragement? Were they busting your balls? What were they saying? What were they doing?
I like it when they all answer you simultaneously. Thumbs up. So which person do you like out there the most, all of you?
Lady in the bug that almost rear-ended someone.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, step up. What happened, George? Tell us what happened.
Well, a couple people almost rear-ended each other when they were beeping, waving at us.
Always a danger of a rear-end collision.
Oh, we were going to get hit, but we were all right.
Is there anybody that thinks now that they would like to quit? Anybody? No, I can't.
No, man, of course not.
That's why, Beth Ann, what's the next item going to be?
Helen!
Helen, come
Helen?
On in here.
Now,
Don, we've got the paint in here.
I know it's coming.
But there may be something better than paint, Mike.
Really?
Oh, what is there that?
An audible has been called?
Yes, Beth Ann, what is the next item for Smear Factor?
Dog food.
Dog food.
Dog food.
All right.
Dogs.
Everybody go down the line, take a handful.
Here we
make
go.
A big handful.
Take a handful.
Right.
There you go. Stephanie. How's that feel, Stephanie?
There you go. Like vomit.
Okay. Butch. Ooh. You got it, Butch? There you go. Hi, Chris. There you go, Chris.
Yep.
George. There you go. George got some. There you go, Ed. How about Aaron? How you doing, Aaron?
Fine, thank you.
Okay. There's Andrew. There's Andrew. And who am I forgetting over there, Robbie?
You lost your name.
All
Michael.
Right. Hate
oh,
my. Getting this close.
All right, guys. And again, we're going to do our golf announcer thing where we are very quiet while we just listen to all of you.
Please lean forward and
smear. Go.
Oh.
Sorry, Robbie.
I love it.
All right. You love, who said they loved it? Butch. You say you love it, Butch?
I bet.
Meaty goodness. Butch, let's get some of that back hair. You know, not your back hair, but the hair on the back. Work that up into that. There you go. All right.
And Beth Ann, let's bring another item in right now, please, Helen.
I'm going for the mullet.
Let's bring another item in here.
Dom, while she's doing that, we do have the paint in here, and I'm just going to pour a dollop on everybody's
head. That dog food is disgusting.
Okay, all right, Mike is going to just pour some paint on your heads.
Or could it hurt?
There you go, Pookie. There's, and now rub it in, Pookie.
Right, well,
okay, now, Stephanie, that is non-toxic paint.
That's right.
So don't worry about getting any in your mouth, because I know you like eating all this junk in your hair. There you go. Ed's got some paint.
Bright yellow.
Yes, we have an assortment of colors, Buzz.
That
it's like the Rainbow
great.
Coalition over here.
That's great.
There you go. Mike is... And look at... You know what this is? This is the restaurateur and Mike coming out right now.
That's right.
Portion
I'm
control.
Cooking! Having a fun...
You are very emerald-ish as you walk around with all of the ingredients.
Right. Absolutely. Wait till I hit him on the head and go, bam!
Okay, now everybody thus far has had ketchup, mayonnaise, dog food... Paint? What am I forgetting?
Hot salsa.
Hot salsa.
And that's it so far.
Right.
Andrew? let's focus on Andrew for a second with the blue hair. Andrew, I think you need to do a little more smearing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Doesn't everybody think
everybody
that?
Needs to do a little
I
more
smell the dog food.
All right, everybody.
And Buzz, you're in the next room. You can smell the dog food?
I'm a room away.
Very good.
Smell I got news for you. This is one time I'm so happy the studio was set up the way that it is because, Mike... When everybody left to go out on the street and stand at attention, as I walked out of the studio, when I went over towards your side with all the people and I looked at the floor, I swear to God, if I just stood there and looked at the floor, I could vomit.
I know. Yeah.
I could.
And it's getting on my sexy new motorcycle boots.
Too. B.A.?
Yeah.
What do we got next, Helen?
We got a sardine for everyone.
Yay.
Sardine. And should I offer them these at any point?
No need.
Let me. No.
Everybody gets a piece and they have to rub it in.
No. You know what? No, I'm going to veto that. Go right to the tongue.
Go right to the tongue.
You want me to give them the sardines for their head?
Yeah, but sardines are...
Well, sardines sort of crumble and become flaky.
And mushy.
All right.
I'll just place one on each head.
All right, well then, as Mike places the sardine on each head,
yeah.
Pookie, I guess what you want to do is just rub that in.
This
rub
is good.
Rub the sardine into the... And same with you, Stephanie and Butch and Chris.
And again, more protein for your hair.
Chuck full of omega 3s.
And Helen, if you've got to cut the tongue, then just bring in another item that we can squirt.
Right.
Or maybe bring in my secret weapon. But it might be time. Might be time for the coon urine.
There you go.
Hey, Mike. How's it smelling over there, Mike?
It's doing fine, Don. It's starting to get to me every
now, Chris,
so slightly.
Spotlight on Chris. Let's talk to Chris for a second. Chris, are you rubbing this stuff into your hair? Where is the sardine in your head right now?
Most of it seems to be on my scalp.
Is the sardine still in your hair, on your head?
Yeah, let's put another one in there.
All right.
Yeah, for good measure.
Donna,
yeah.
The tongue is so thick,
it
can't be cut up, but they could take their hands and rub the tongue and then put whatever's on their hand
now
on their hand.
Now we have a knife? What type of tongue is this, Beth Ann?
It's a beef tongue.
It's a beef tongue. How about if Mike wipes it on everybody's head?
Oh,
would you mind?
Oh.
Look at that. Hey, can we get... Now, there's a picture for the website. Hold on.
Yeah.
There you go. Mike, that is a...
homo.
Sensual picture.
A French kiss.
Hold on. Mike, if you would take that beef tongue... And simply wipe it on everyone's head.
I'm going to have to kind of flop it on everybody's
head. All right. All right. We'll start with Pookie. Here he is.
All right, ready?
Yeah. Flop him.
Rob, get over here with the mic.
Yeah. So we can get Robbie over there a little closer. And now, Stephanie's a girl, so be gentle with her, Mike.
Oh,
that is foul.
He really rubbed it in there, right into her head. Okay, now, Butch, you can just smack him with it. One more. Give him one more, Mike. Give him a good one.
There you go.
Oh, dear.
That was...
All right.
And Mike, that should be your delivery.
All right, ready?
Chris, here we go, Chris.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. George.
Look at the tongue.
Yeah, George.
Right. Oh, it's bleeding. You'll notice that the tongue is actually starting to bleed a little.
I'm going to barf.
How about Ed?
How did I get involved? Am I getting a trip to Vegas or something?
Ed. Oh, now Aaron, don't puke.
Starting to splash.
Now it's time for Aaron. She's a girl, so be... Oh.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Oh, he did give her another one.
There you go. All right.
Now here's blue hair Andrew. There you go. Now, listen, everybody. You've gotta smear it in. Everybody, quiet now and let's get the sounds of smearing. They're now smearing tongue.
All right, can I throw the tongue away now?
Yep.
Okay. Right, move out of the way. I got to throw the tongue away.
It's not back here.
Oh, it's not back there. Where's the...
Where's the garbage?
I think the floor is the garbage, Mike.
All right.
What do we got next? What do we got next, Helen? Helen?
From a raccoon.
Is this the grand finale?
Well, yeah. At least for this round, it'll be... Yeah. Coon urine.
Should I go get something else?
No. Hey. Now, may I help?
Yes, absolutely.
Spraying the coon urine?
Yeah. Get ready for some great odor here.
Oh, it's got a handy spray top on it.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right, Don, come on over.
Yeah.
Should I give them their goggles?
Yes. Now right. People would need goggles if I'm going to spray coon urine on their
right.
hair.
Exactly.
Scent. Shake vigorously. Before using,
and be careful, you can't get
fat. Yeah, because you want to get all the good stuff up from the bottom.
There we go. What else does it say? Danger. Don't worry about that. Not for human consumption. Keep out of reach of children. Wash hands after use.
Very good.
Okay. Oh, I just need my CSI gloves. Got a fresh pair?
Yes, I do.
Got a fresh pair?
There you are.
So it'll be the the coon urine, and then we'll send you guys back outside.
And they'll wait till you decide to pick a winner.
Well, the good news is, you know, while they're out there, no deer will be frightened.
This is true.
Well, we do have a lot more. We do have a ton more items. Mm-hmm. But the coon urine is the one that's going to make them the most uncomfortable.
Very good.
You know, the stupid
bull in the china shop.
You know, I cannot get the glove. Screw it. I'll do it without the glove.
Yeah, you can do it without the glove. It's, I mean, you're not going to get any on.
Here we go.
All right, Don's moving down the line right now. Excuse me. I'm burping. There's Michael.
Michael, I'm going to spray the coon urine on your head. Here are your goggles. That's great.
Does everybody have goggles? Get the goggles on, everyone.
All right, you ready, Michael?
Wait, can I get out of the way of the coon urine?
Oh. Haven't you said that before?
If I had a nickel.
Beth Ann, right, we need goggles. Come on.
Here we go, Michael. And...
All right.
Now, massage.
Massage.
Wonderful.
That's so fresh.
Oh. Andrew, how you doing, my friend?
Super duper.
Is it bad?
Oh, it's hey, Joe. Good. Joe, you want to get some pictures, please? Now, come on. I know it smells, Joe.
I thought it would be good.
There you go, and...
I'm not getting it yet.
Oh, you will.
There you go, Andrew. You're
like a freight train.
Yeah.
Maybe, you watch the levels there for me, Rob?
Okay. Oh.
Hi, Aaron. How you doing? Hi, Aaron.
Fine.
What's wrong?
Nothing.
Here we go.
Did we mention coon urine is designed not to come out of the hair?
There you go.
Okay, Aaron, what you're going to have to do is massage that in.
Oh, my God. I've done that one, Joe.
Massage it in, Aaron.
Oh, my.
You got to massage it in.
Oh, Don.
Hi there, Ed.
Maybe
hi, Mike.
A little less.
Here we go, Ed.
Everybody gets about 8 squirts. Massage it in, Ed.
Is everyone looking forward to the ride home?
I'm George.
Make it quick.
George, come on over.
Yeah, three of us going to say.
What's happening, Aaron?
Nothing.
George?
I think it might be something.
Sounds to me like something's happening.
What's wrong, Mike?
I'm going to boot.
Okay, Chris.
When you're here?
Yep.
Chris.
All right. Smear.
Get him in there. Now, Butch will have no problem.
One receptacle?
Mike. Oh, my God.
Stephanie, step over.
I swear to God, I feel like I'm going to boot.
Stephanie, two, that's three, four, five,
all right, get the left.
Eight, and Pookie. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
All right, now rub it in.
Everybody massage.
All right.
Massage.
Oh, Jesus. That's the worst smell I've ever smelled in this studio. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you take that one.
Yeah.
How's it feel, people?
Hold on.
Thank you for the help, Rob. Everybody, let's keep it very quiet, Mike, if you could turn that mic that way. Everybody, what we need is some
massaging.
Very vigorous massaging.
Go.
Oh. Yeah.
You gotta get him out of here. Oh my God, you gotta get him out of here.
Okay, back outside, everybody.
Go.
Back outside.
Go.
Single file.
Move.
Move. Outside.
Go.
Outside. Go.
Move.
There they go.
Wait, feet. Move.
Left, right.
God.
Oh, jeez.
I'm a little sweaty.
Oh, my God.
That coon urine really makes the party.
I've always said that. Did somebody burn away your olfactory senses at some point? Did somebody, like, take it and how are you functioning in here right now?
I am breathing through my mouth. Otherwise, I will barf.
You know what? I can't even really describe.
I can't do. This is horrible.
What do you mean?
I'm kidding.
Are you getting it over there?
Not as much. I hosed my room down with air pressure.
Come on over to Buzz's room.
All right, go over to Buzz's room. We got to do a break. And when we come back, we've got these 10 people, and they're all still in it to win it. So we got to come up with more stuff for them to put in their hair and massage in their hair.
We still have things?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, yes, Buzz. I just went right to the heavy hitter.
Right.
The coon urine.
Oh, it's like Daisy's over here.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Turn up the heat and make them jog in place.
You stink.
Make them jog in place.
Yeah. Buzz just said I stink.
Hello.
He brought it with him in here.
Don and Mike show.
I disagree.
Hello.
It's a cloud.
Don.
Yeah, hi.
Buddies.
Yeah.
So listen, I think we'd get the full effect of this if you had the people getting smell each other's hair.
Smell each
please.
Other's hair. Oh, get out
please.
Of here.
You know,
there's a guy getting his hold Friday.
On. Here is the hotline. Hello.
How's it?
Who's this?
Oh, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
At attention!
All right, they're at attention again. Mike, what? Yeah. Hi, Beth Ann.
Hi.
You know what?
That
you know
studio what? May not be occupiable.
You know what's weird?
This might be the worst thing we've ever done to Ron and Fez.
I really don't have a problem with it. I mean, I'm breathing
you
through
are,
my mouth.
There's something wrong with you.
I am
you.
Breathing through my mouth.
There's exactly. something wrong with you. Buzz smelled it on me when I walked in here.
Joe?
Yes.
Let's have the people pair off into groups of two. I think that caller had an outstanding idea. And make them spend this commercial break smelling each other's hair.
Smelling each other's hair. All right. You need to break up in groups of two, and you're going to spend this break smelling each other's hair. So choose your partner. I just turn left, turn right. You two, and two.
Listen to him go. Look at Beth Ann. Look how funny she is with her hand over her mouth in here.
All together.
Nose to hair. Hi, Mike. How are you doing?
Todd Orbit is gagging in the hallway.
And Mike.
Now, why are you pretending you're Lily Tomlin? Doing the.
I'm
sorry,
my nose. I can't believe you are both.
This is Ernestine, the operator. What?
And, and Mike has tracked meat byproducts into the newsroom. I need a hose. I need an effing hose. I'm not kidding. So gross.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Oh.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Bob. Bob.
No, Tom. Not today, Tom. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing today?
Okay.
You know, you got to send somebody over to Super H Mart and get some beef tizzle.
Some beef tizzle. Now, what is beef? We've been to that Super H Mart. Yeah, that's where your dad went, Robbie. That's that Korean grocery. What is beef tizzle, my friend?
Yeah,
okay, thanks a lot. Moron.
Hey, can you tell Mike's not in the same room with me anymore?
Hi, everybody.
Mike's over on Buzz's mic.
Hi, everybody. Our top story, finally. Buzz is in the back cleaning up. I tracked some stuff in here. I have meat on my shoes.
Hey, listen, if you're driving past the station now, really, it's funnier than it was before. You're not going to throw up. It's funnier than it was before because the 10 people are outside smelling each other's foul hair right now.
Question.
Yes.
What's wrong with you?
I had my acupuncture today.
Your acupuncture? What, did you stick a couple of needles in your sinus cavities?
I'm on top of the world. Hey, the boy's in here.
Yeah, but it's
hey, Rob, has it gotten any better over there?
No.
He's not fainted yet or anything.
I'm sweaty, if that helps you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have an idea for the hair thing.
I call that your musk, though, Rob.
Thank you. That's
your
homo.
Hey, I think Buzz is going to have a partner for the rest of the show.
Hello there. Hi, you're on the air.
I am a bass fisherman, and you need to get a bottle of stuff called gravy. It's a garlic shad scent.
Yeah, because after the coon urine, we need more.
Yeah, how can we make it work?
You squirt that on the hair, you're all leaving the building.
Okay, my friend. It sounds like a challenge to me. Bring it down. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, instead of having them do the pair off in twos, have them do a circle so they can all be smelling at the same time.
I think it's okay just two on two. Or one on one out there where the couples just broke it up into groups of two. I kind of like that. Kind of getting weirded out by looking over in Buzz's room and seeing Mike over there. I'm not used to seeing Mike over there.
Right. You know, I don't know what the phenomenon is, but when I came into this studio, suddenly my shirt got tighter.
Did your hair start changing color as well?
My hair started changing color to like almost a henna look.
Yeah.
Very, very strange.
How you doing?
My boots have got to go.
I'm not getting rid of them.
No, they're not staying in the newsroom.
Okay. All right, yeah, I'm getting meat all over Buzz's newsroom.
Okay, we got a break. We'll come back with our contestants. Chris, Stephanie, Aaron, Michael, Ed, Andrew, George, Butch.
Can we interview them on the street?
Pookie. No, they got to come back in for the next round,
Jesus,
Mike.
Jesus, son.
But the next round, I think, will be a lightning round. We'll see who really has got what it takes to win this trip to Las Vegas.
My God. Have somebody smell you during the break. Seriously.
What do you mean?
Have somebody smell you.
Hey, smell me.
No, not Rob. I'm talking about somebody that hasn't been in coon urine for the last 20 minutes. But I came in here, and it's actually on all of us.
Okay. Hold on a second. Let me see if I really have a chance to select.
Call Fulman.
I'm looking for her number. 2813.
Hey, over here in Buzz's studio, it's neat to see all his little collections. It's like a squirrel's den with his nuts and berries on twigs and all the crap that he eats during the show. God, I swear to God, it looks like a small chipmunk has gotten loose in here.
What do I got to do to get a hold of Julie Fulman? I know she's here. 2813.
I have an uncontrollable itching sensation.
It's Julie.
Oh, hey, Julie, it's Don, and Mike's in the other room. Can I come back to your office during the break? Would you smell me and tell me if I stink?
He's already been in my office, and he's already brought the stink down.
All right, hold on. I'm coming down there. I don't got it on me. Stay right there. No. I'm not going. Rob,
take over here.
I don't have it on me. Says the man who can stand it in there. I can't believe it.
I don't got it on me. I'm coming down there.
Please think of my beautiful office.
Did you say that I have this?
You have dollops and smears.
I have smears. I really took one for the team today.
Your right arm, the back of your shirt.
You know,
you were swinging that cow tongue like Babe Ruth.
I know. I gotta like catch a shower.
No bunting.
I'm gonna.
Oh no.
Is he there, Julie? Julie, is he there?
Yes, he's here.
All right, smell him.
He's here.
Smell him. DM, be completely honest.
Now, come here, really. Seriously. Come here, smell me.
Smell me.
What does it smell? Can you smell him?
You know what? No. She says, I smell like a...
Daddy, you're smelling up on my
skin. Yep. That, there's the answer, Don.
Sounds like my prom night.
There's...
what is that? I smell like a sewer. Hey, Andrew.
No, but seriously, don't you get that? That's confirmation. You can't be in that room without it stinking.
My guy got Andrew here. Andrew, smell me.
Jesus.
Just smell me. What do you think?
Not a good smell. I can say that.
Okay, and you know what that is from him? From him, that's like you reek more than death itself. That's how energetic he is.
Well, not a good smell. Mr. Energy.
God, I'd like to wipe some of my meat products on him.
We've got a break. Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
Exactly, sir.
It's the Don and Mike Show.
There's rumors of war.
What the hell is this?
Hi.
Nobody pays attention. Oh, I know what this is. I picked this. It's Pacific Gas and Electric. Hi, Mike.
I'm,
what are you doing in Buzz's room?
I'm not coming back over there. I do not know how you are surviving. The smell of the coon urine has permeated the entire building. It is out at the front desk. The only sanctuary in this radio station is in this room. I tell you about Handy, Meatnik Buzz.
Buzz.
He's got the candles going over here. This is like a little opium den here. It's fantastic, and I'm not coming back.
Oh, here's what I think first. Get the thing going.
They're all thonged up. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I think that the smell was a miscalculation on our part.
You mean as far as how significant it was going to be?
Yeah.
We blew that.
So what we're going to do is take the stuff up off the floor, which has a lot of the stink on it.
Right.
And we're going to keep the competition outside.
That's... God bless you.
Here's Joe now, outside with our contestants. Hi, Joe.
How are
you? How are you anyway, Joe?
Hey, Joe, my question to you would be, can you actually smell them outside?
Well, no, there's a good breeze because of the traffic, and I'm standing upwind from them.
So
I could move downwind.
What we need to do is...
Have you seen any hunters in the neighborhood?
No, but I've seen some really confused deer.
We need to have as many ingredients as possible moved outside in the front yard that we can continue applying the smear factor to these people's heads.
Right.
Because... The truth is, I put up a pretty brave front in here.
But is it starting to make you sick to your stomach?
I told Rob.
I feel like I'm going to... I mean, I don't know if we're communicating this to the listeners. We have done so many disgusting things in that studio. This is, without question, because of the stink, the most disgusting. It is absolutely unbearable.
I'm telling you what the secret ingredient is. It's that coon urine.
It is the coon urine, totally, that wiped out all the other smells. So are they getting the plastic out of there now?
Can I tell you something, B.A.?
What?
B.A., you've never been sexier than you are right now. With your corduroy pants, you have...
I think I'm going to have to get rid of because they smell.
Buzz has this over here. I swear to God, it smells dreamy. What's your secret, Buzz?
I've sealed off the room. I have scented candles and air freshener. I've struck matches. It's not bad over here.
I have one thing to say to Buzz.
What?
I love you, Coco.
Homo! I think that once we take the tarp off the floor,
I hope,
which is where most of the smell is, the studio won't be quite as bad.
I mean, when you were spraying their heads, it was right on their heads. It didn't seem like there was a lot of splatter.
I understand.
But what amazes me is when I went down to the front desk, and it's in the hallway. It's in the entire building right now. I wonder if it's working its way upstairs.
I wish Hughes was here today. What, B.A.?
All of a sudden, a stink bomb isn't so bad, is it?
A stink bomb
is a walk in.
And for those people that know what a stink bomb is, this is a walk in the park, a stink bomb, compared to what we're experiencing right now. Has it dissipated? Yes, Rob.
You smelled it more than me because I've been doing my damnedest to breathe with my mouth.
Right.
It's almost inexplicable the way this coon urine smells.
It is
like
worse
fish smell.
No,
almost,
it is what it is. It is just concentrated and nasty.
But if we talk about what it is, I'm going to be forced to focus on what it is.
I know.
That's true.
I know.
Okay.
You're getting points for me with every 30 seconds that you stay in that studio.
Mike, I'd like to think like if the building was on fire.
Right.
I am a coward, but I'd stay here I'll stay here in the studio until I puke.
Right, right.
And I don't think I'm going to puke. You know what I'd love, Rob? Give me one of those baby wipes.
Yeah.
I just want to just smell it. I just want to.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
That's a very smart thing to do. That's a filter. That's a filter. You can just keep that over your nose.
That's good. I got one of those things you wipe a baby's ass with over my mouth.
Absolutely.
Now. And you know what? It doesn't taste toxic.
No.
It really tastes good.
And a bad baby diaper right now is a walk in the park compared to what we're dealing with.
Absolutely. Now, Joe?
Yes?
Still outside the studios now on Main Street.
Yes.
You can actually see this happening.
With the contestants who will not be coming back in the building.
No, they won't. And only one of them is going to Las Vegas today.
That's right. And even that person will stay outside of the building.
Beth Ann, we got to get some more stuff out there for them to smear into their hair.
I've got it. It's all in a cooler out here.
What is it, Joe?
I've got some gefilte fish right here in my hand.
Excellent.
Gefilte fish. A nice next choice.
And what's great about gefilte fish is that it's not only like a fish ground up thing, it nests in jelly. So it's gelatin and fish.
See if you can.
How the hell do you know that?
Oh, you never had gefilte fish? It's wonderful.
See if you can pour.
What's that, Buzz? He's part Jewish.
See if you can pour.
I really hijacked Buzz's studio here.
You know, you should come back over here, Mike.
I know I should.
I mean, you're
I know that would be. I know that would be the right thing to do.
Your microphone sounds. You sound good on your microphone. You're on Buzz's microphone now.
I know what you're talking about.
And all that artificial voice deepening software.
I know.
Break it up.
Joe, make sure people rub the jelly into their head. The jelly from the gefilte fish.
I will. Here, take a half. First, it's cut into chunks. They all get a chunk, and then they'll get some jelly. Don't rub it in yet, because I got to give you some jelly.
Right here on Smear Factor.
Hey, look what I found. Uh-huh. A pile of acorns over here.
All of this. Now, Beth Ann, you're cleaning up in here. Yeah, the tarp is out.
Yeah.
How's the smell now? A B.A.?
Right now.
The same.
The same.
Break it up.
It's unbearable. It's nothing like nothing I've ever experienced.
What's happening out there, Joe?
I'm pouring jelly on top of their chunks of gefilte fish.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Oh, now this is foul.
They got the hands cut.
This is foul.
Almost ready to go.
I tell you, it might be foul, but over here in Yankee Candle Studio, it is just delightful.
All right,
over in Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Buzz Bath and Beyond.
Let's go and have them rub the gefilte fish in, Joe.
All right, rub it in.
There you go.
Yeah, go ahead. Enjoy yourselves, idiots.
Yell at them, Joe.
Don't hang your heads over straight up. You're not going back inside.
Way to go. Yes, rub it all in there with the coon urine. You morons with a 1 in 10 chance of getting a trip.
Hey, stop it now.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
The coon urine has overcome me.
I will not take that. Stop it. Don't call them names because we're going to hit them with the coon urine again.
They couldn't hear me. Oh, my God. Outside, I hope. I tell you, they're going to smell it down at City Hall if you do it outside.
You know, Mike, it smells real good in here. You should come back.
Yeah, right, Rob. Thanks. I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
All right, now they've got ketchup, mayonnaise, gefilte fish.
Remnants of beef tongue.
Dog food. Coon urine.
Miracle Whip.
And
salsa, extra hot salsa.
Paint?
Right. Paint, yes. Finger paints. That was when we were being kind to them.
And
when we smeared them with finger paints.
And the jelly from the gefilte fish.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going, Joe?
I've got a bag of rotten fish heads, and it stinks.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay.
Boy, it reminds me of that commercial, Gee, Your Hair Smells Terrific.
Somebody grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Man, oh, man.
Grab a fish head and see if it breaks apart.
Wow. You could drag all of these people like in back of a boat, and it would be like a scene from Jaws.
This was no boating accident.
You could chum with these people.
You know, everybody is just look at which chick is that? I forget. Is it Elizabeth?
Still smiling and accepting her torture.
Is it Erin that almost looks like she's out there doing a Clairol commercial? Yeah. She's got the hair going up.
Erin's totally into it.
She's got just all that junk in her hair. And Joe, what
Aaron's
are you,
totally into it.
What are you passing out now, Joe?
Still? Passing out the rotten fish.
I forgot the rotten fish.
Speaking of passing out, I think you guys are doing a good job that you're not passing out. You know how are you doing over there, seriously? Because I'm looking at you, and I'm seeing that it is fake. I know.
Never spoil the facade.
Okay.
Strong as bull, Mike.
I know.
Strong as bull.
Will it make their hair shiny?
Hold on.
Yeah,
are you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Rub in your fish head.
You fish it. You get the fish it.
Now 10 people are out there.
Come on, vigorously. I see Butch is doing a great job. He might be going to Vegas. Jessie's combing her hair with her fish head.
Joe, our salesman.
That looks good out there.
Yeah.
Buzz, it's starting
a lot of them are applying the fish head almost like roll-on.
Yeah, well, that's the way you got to do it with fish head.
I didn't know. I've never done it.
Well, Rob, that's the way you do it when you're running a fish head through your hair.
Somebody get out some more coon urine out there.
You don't need eggs yet?
I've got it.
No, eggs first.
Eggs first.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Make yourself an omelet on your head.
Speaking of all this smell, have you seen the pictures of Saddam in his underpants?
Yeah, and it seems to me it's pretty stupid.
It's not a segue that I wanted to get to. I just want to mention it's on our website, DonnaMikeWebsite.com. Saddam Hussein wearing his underpants.
Been working out.
Hey,
he's got his briefs on.
What, Joe?
Stephanie's propped her fish head in her hair. Now, that's bonus point.
That's wonderful.
Now, Stephanie does, I'm looking at her, she does get extra points because she's actually wearing her dead fish head as a decorative item like Carmen Miranda or something.
Well, she looks a lot like Kate Pearson from the B-52s.
Holy mackerel! Yeah, the one guy's using it as a comb, right?
I have go ahead, buzz on or eggs.
Eggs.
And I think the eggs they should do one at a time, don't you?
Yeah.
Shells and all.
Everything. Right. Let's get some eggs going. Oh, and let's take some calls if anybody's driving by here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, can I talk to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Hey, is this Don?
Yeah, I am Mike. Hello.
Hey, I know you. Hello?
Yes.
I know you don't like ideas or suggestions, but too bad.
That's a very observant statement, sir. Thank you. Don't like ideas or suggestions.
Just hold on now.
Hold on, Joe's doing something now. What are you doing, Joe?
Everybody's got an egg.
Okay, smash them over your heads.
Smash him in your head.
There you go.
Joe laugh. You hear the Joe laugh? All right, helper, what did you want to offer up here?
Contestants outside, too bad you can't put them all in a walk-in closet somewhere for the next break.
Okay, thank you very much.
Like those three women you've got in yours.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Just dying to get out.
Hello.
Yeah, you know what? If they rub Vicks under their nose in the studio, they won't smell that smell, just like in Silence of the Lambs.
Really?
Just like in Silence of the Lambs.
Seriously.
All right, well, somebody give me some Vicks. I'll come back over there. How is it? Is it any better?
It is.
No, it's not. I'm looking at Don. It's not. Oh, my God.
It smells like a daisy.
Yeah, if you go near a daisy, it smells like that. Call the hospital.
Hospital.
And, Buzz, I'm monopolizing your microphone. How do you like having a visitor?
Oh, I think it's great. You should drop by more often.
Don is 10 feet away from the mic. Are you getting ready to boot?
Don't.
Are you getting ready to
nose.
yak?
Mm. Mouth breathing.
Do the baby wipe. Give him another baby wipe to breathe through.
I can toss you a box of matches. It helps.
I have no baby wipes.
Buzz, you want to bring a candle over there?
No.
Buzz says no.
Get the coon urine. Get the coon urine. Losing consciousness,
baby. Unable to function due to coon urine smell.
I can't stand it. How can these people stand it in their hair?
Somebody told me outside that the coon urine is used, that hunters actually put it on themselves.
It's true.
When they're out hunting.
It's so deer aren't going to be scared away by the human smell.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Don. This is John from Ocean City.
Hi there, Johnny.
I wonder how many people came down there by bus.
That's funny. We'll just have to speculate on that one.
Thank you, my friend. Hello there, Don and Mike.
Do not get into my cab.
Hello.
Hey,
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike. Now you've taken over Buzz's studio and totally destroyed him. Be careful, because you may have a heart attack tomorrow.
Yes, I took over his studio once.
But you could dock the tape. Totally destroyed his news.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I don't spit on Buzz's mic.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to make a suggestion.
Hey, Mike, just let me remind you.
Yeah.
That for every germ you give,
I know.
Don't forget you're getting.
I know.
You know, for every time that you put your
right.
like your tongue on Buzz's microphone cover, don't forget.
I know.
Not only are you giving him what you've got, you're getting what he's got.
I'm a giving broadcaster.
And you're being with everyone he's ever been with.
I know. Yeah. Terrible. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I think a blender would really broaden your horizons with this whole game.
Yeah, okay.
Okay,
right,
thank you.
Thanks, Mr. Helper.
Thank you.
You know, you come over here and you're in Central.
I wonder what he should put in a blender.
Don and Mike Show.
Don, is that Coon Yuan another name for a black man sweat?
Now stop that. Behave yourself.
I don't even get that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
What do you mean you don't get it? You wrote it.
I know.
Kidding.
I didn't like his delivery.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
I got news for you.
They're worse. I got to get back over there.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, I got something for you.
Yeah, what's that?
Something for your contestants.
What's that, sir?
How about some chewing tobacco chew? I got a whole bottle of it.
Oh, the spit.
Oh, the spit.
Oh, oh God. No.
It's also got my morning run butter in it.
Oh dear.
Okay. Oh. Joe, what do you got out there now?
Well, I got some coleslaw and I got Coon-Urn.
All right, let's go with the Coon-Urn first.
All the makings for a great picnic.
Absolutely.
I grab a handful of coleslaw and I spray the Coon-Urn in the coleslaw.
Take Coon-Urn, sure. Coleslaw, Kraft baby marshmallows, caramels, and serve. A refreshing summer treat.
I thought by now some of these people would have dropped out of this competition.
Mix lime jello with pear slices, baby marshmallows, and a spritz of Coon-Urn. A delicious holiday favorite from Kraft.
Right, everybody is outside with Joe. They're all wearing their ponchos. They're all wearing their goggles.
I thank God for this sanctuary. The hair
looks a lot like Ed Grimley now with all of them going in 8,000 different directions.
Coon-Urn, I must say.
You're awesome.
Now I get to say something.
Coon-Urn in the coleslaw now.
Joe has distributed the coleslaw.
Now look at the girl on the end. Is that Erin? The one that's got the fish head in her hair?
Yeah, the one that's dancing?
She's actually out there dancing, enjoying this.
They're all hearty stock. They are. You know, it's hearty souls that participate in these games.
But that girl, Erin, seems to be the one that's like the most in control with this.
The caller asked if they came by bus. Perhaps she came by short bus. She's having a heck of a time.
Now, she came by orderly.
All right, now Joe has just taken.
Now everybody smell it. How's it smell? Are you ready?
Look at that urine on there. Okay, go ahead.
Rub it in.
It's coleslaw and coleslaw.
And kudos to Joe Arndinger, the Willy Wonka of backyard stunts.
Rub it in
yourselves now. Now lick it. Grab it.
Now that was, Joe, that was a handful of coleslaw that had been spritzed with the urine?
Not just
the
spritzed.
The coon urine?
Soaked.
Oh, soaked.
Yeah.
You know what? I've got to tell you something. Again, it's the chick on the end.
Yeah, who's her, what's her name, Joe?
Is it Stephanie?
Yeah.
You got to tell those other contestants right now that Stephanie looks like the winner because
she looks like the winner. So
Stephanie is the one that's out there. She's actually continually smearing and playing with her hair.
Absolutely,
hey,
the one that's
Bob
thrown
Skin.
Herself into is Bob Skin here.
Yes, he's out. Well, he's out there and. Oh, he's taking pictures with his camera.
Oh, that's for the lawsuit later.
Uh-oh. Erin wants more urine. She's going for more urine.
All right, give. Listen, and that's a great way for her to win this competition.
Yeah.
The more coon urine.
It's still horrible over there, isn't it?
I got a good idea here, all right? What do you got? I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in the back of my truck right now. No.
Listeners are showing up.
With treats.
And how is it that you have
a three-day-old
dead rabbit? Were you just waiting for the weekend?
Yeah, who knows? Watch, tell Jeffrey Dahmer just to take a seat over to the side.
You never know when it's going to come in. That's too funny. The guy's
everybody back on the sidewalk.
I got a 3-day-old dead rabbit in my car.
I don't know what to do with it. We was going to eat it for supper tonight, but it's terrible. There's Bob. Hi, Bob.
Bob's the landlord.
But whoever.
Sorry.
He loves this business. You know what? It's great fertilizer.
He loves his shrubs.
No.
Although that guy who has the dead rabbit, I'd like to congratulate his girlfriend on being pregnant.
You know, the
the rabbit death.
the girl that's playing with her hair like she's in the shampoo commercial.
Right.
Stephanie.
I hate to keep focusing attention on her.
Are you saying she's going to be the winner based totally on her throwing herself into the competition?
I don't know if you've been watching all of this.
I can't see. I'm seeing double.
She has been out there the entire time, dancing, gyrating, no matter what it is.
She's fondling, even as we speak. Yeah.
So basically on the merit of her enthusiasm?
I would have to say, that's just my opinion. Just, you know, just one schmuck's opinion.
How about that? Hey,
see, they can't hear us out there, so they right. cannot hear us critiquing them.
And no one else seems to be even moderately enjoying themselves, and Stephanie looks like it's Christmas morning. Yeah.
She's still dancing.
And John Norman looks like he's about to pass out.
Put John on the phone. Joe, would you put John on the phone?
I was just told that Stephanie arrived at 2 p.m. today.
She was the first person here?
She was the first person here.
Hey, John.
What's up, Don?
Now, listen, these people can't hear us out there, right?
What's up?
Right.
Okay. I've been noticing that Stephanie, the chick on the left, she's been into this the whole time. She's dancing. She's really doing the smear factor.
Yes, she is.
Is there anybody out there that's in her category as far as enthusiasm?
Actually, Aaron's pretty enthusiastic down here on the other end, and I would say Butch is fairly enthusiastic as well, but I think Stephanie takes the cake.
All right, so the three would be...
You want to have a drawing with the three finalists?
I think that there should be one more challenge for the three finalists.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure exactly what it would be yet.
What would it be?
Don't know what it would be. Because we're almost out of Cunier, aren't we?
I get the impression that Butch might have been doing this anyway today.
In his basement.
Or...
Mom!
In his living room.
Right. Now, if I look at him from left to right, okay, you got... There's Stephanie number one, again, like she's in a commercial. Then guy number two is not touching his hair. Guy number three is not touching it. Butch is kind of playing with it. Guy number four is just dabbing it. Guy five's not. Guy six is scratching. Woman's
rubbing
not.
A fish head.
A what?
Number six is rubbing a fish head into it.
Rubbing a fish head
there
into it.
There you go.
Yeah.
Rubbing a fish head. Oh, they're all, you know. No, Stephanie's the best, but they're all spirited people,
okay,
aren't
they? Okay, well, then we'll just keep this going for another break.
Yes,
we don't know how to pick a winner yet.
Pick a winner.
This is a gross contest.
Yeah, and then everybody here in town's getting a nice view of it as they drive by. And how's the smell over there?
Yeah, John.
Any better?
Oh, over here?
Yeah.
Mike, I've told you since day one,
yes,
in my Superman suit, I smell nothing.
You smell nothing.
But to be honest...
Yeah.
It's the same.
I have to imagine this is how the Jelly Belly Jelly Bean Factory smells.
Oh, God, that's gross.
It smells like fruit and licorice.
Oh, no.
Here's what I think. I think that if I had the misfortune of being Kirstie Alley's panties...
Oh, God!
That probably...
Oh, bad actress.
On the bottom of the hamper.
Oh, dear.
This would be what it would be like.
Yeah. Maybe in the corner of a suitcase.
And that's if you threw your face right down there.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely going,
yep, you're right, Don.
Oh, God, it does. You know what? Don't make me laugh. I just smelled through my nose again.
Yeah,
it is awful in the studio.
Do they have any spray in there, Rob, or anything like that?
You know what? I just thought I do have citrus spray.
Oh, hold on a second. Don and Mike show. Hello? Hello?
No problem over here.
Yes, please to be rubbing Nipsey Russell in their hair.
Yeah, Nipsey Russell.
Joe.
Man, I tell you, that smells.
What do you got there, Joe?
You got more Cunier.
More Cunier.
Oh, okay. You certainly need more of that. Oh,
but
okay.
You know what he's done?
But
he's taken the sprayer off, and now it's a pouring bottle.
Yeah. Nothing you want to do with something that's concentrated.
Okay, that's a good...
But, Joe, I just saw you do something. Don't rub your eyes, you moron.
Jesus.
Joe, don't rub your eyes. I just saw you rub your eyes.
Don't rub your eyes, Joe.
Joe, you're going to... What?
It's cool.
It's cool. All right, Joe, when we come back...
Tracy, I got skim milk, guys.
When we come back, you tell our contestants that it's going to be not the spray-on coon urine, but it's going to be a nice pour-on.
When we come back.
Yeah, and you better get them all standing up at attention and everything again.
We're doing shooting,
everybody.
Meanwhile... You know, it's going to sound like I'm fixing the contest for this chick. But are you watching the Stephanie out there?
I can't see her.
Are you watching her, Buzz? The whole time. She's dancing. She's the one that's really doing the smear factor.
But they've all taken their medicine, Don.
That's true, Mike.
They really have all hung in there.
Very true.
Yeah, in the old days, it would be very quick that we would be able to declare Stephanie a winner.
If only she would play along.
Remember those old days? Those old subjective days?
That's right.
Stephanie, how bad do you want to win the contest? Yes.
Yeah, but right now.
Put the coon urine here. All right.
Oh, yes. No.
Oh. Yeah, oh, that now that's gross.
Yeah.
Okay. That's,
hi. How are you?
We're recycling.
I feel free over here.
Okay. Bye, Joe.
Hi. It's Buzz Studio. Strangely liberating. It truly is. Have another acorn, Buzz. Buzz, you want to say anything?
Hi.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Buzz has been so nice to me over here.
Hello. Oh, what was wrong with that one? Let's try this one. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, there's one way to figure out who's going to win.
Okay, please. We're dying for the answer.
The first contestant that could get a successful cab ride away.
Brilliant.
Okay, thanks.
Boy, thanks for the contribution.
Okay.
First one is successful cab ride away.
That was Judd Hirsch.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, I love the contributors.
Don
Special contributor,
Don
Johnny Asshat.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Joe, hey, ask Joe if he has any bong water in his car.
Another helper.
Dirty bong water.
Who brought a baby? Why would someone bring a child?
Oh, no, it's the lady, the first lady that was here. It's her kid, I think.
Yeah, I think her husband's been
her
here all day with a little baby.
Yep. Yeah.
Wow, maybe you could give someone else the trip and just give her some free therapy.
He's out there now with a little toddler, like a 1 or 2 year old.
Isn't that wonderful? Yeah. Look what mommy's doing with this stuff in here.
She's out there, like, coming at the kid going, want to give mommy a kiss?
Wow.
Yeah, those lungs will grow up normal.
Man.
Breathe deeply, child.
Understand that several of the employees here at WJFK are now in heat based on the Cunha.
I saw Dave Howard rubbing against a wall.
Yes.
Cat-like. He looked like Pepe Le Pew.
Dave Howard.
Smear factor.
Give me a head with hair.
And we don't have a winner yet.
Beautiful hair.
We'll be right back, everybody. This is all happening in front of the radio station, incidentally. This is Don. I'm in the studio.
This is Mike. I'm over here in the body shop in Buzz's studio. Surrounded by scented candles, and I'm just feeling more attracted to him by the minute.
Hi, Joe.
It's not nearly as bad in here anymore.
You're right. It is better. I just took a sniff.
Oh, thank God. Well, maybe by Monday I'll be able to come back in there.
Oh, come on.
I'll give it a go. I'll tell you what.
How about the next break?
Next break, I'll wait. I'm not going to check it out until the beginning of the next break, and then I'll come over and do it on the air.
Come on back in here.
Very good.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on, little girl. Come on back in.
I'll do it at the beginning of the next.
Come on now. Don't be afraid.
I'm afraid.
Don't be afraid. Oh. I'm here saying don't be afraid. Meanwhile, during that last break, twice, really, I thought.
Yeah, both you and Rob have the little flop sweats going right
upchuck.
Now.
Upchuck.
Yeah.
My dad used to love that.
Really?
That word.
Upchuck.
You have the upchuck?
Mm-hmm.
You got the upchuck?
I was always familiar with the Technicolor yawn.
Yes.
Yeah, well, see, my dad wasn't clever like that. Just upchuck, you know, and wet thing.
But he knew his way around coon urine.
And coolies. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
Beverly?
Yes?
Would you please get Jeannie on the phone for me?
No.
Good. Get me a hot towel.
What?
A hot towel. I need a hot towel.
Okay, I'll check on them.
No, they're out there. You don't need to check. They're out there. Artie was selling them like there's no tomorrow. I mean, they must be out there. He wouldn't be in here saying, hey, we got hot towels. They must be right out there, very close by. There's hot towels out there. I could tell.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Hey, what happened?
Hey, what happened?
Always immense in thought. The Don and Mike Show.
Well, we've got a bunch of air freshener spray here in the studio. We've taken out the tarps.
It helps. They've done a pretty good job. They really have.
And this will probably be Joe outside again. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I come back in a second. Hold on. Hi, Joe. Got a thought here. Joe, stay online. Don't tell everybody out there what's going on yet. This is a contest, like a lot of our contests. Anyway, didn't think people would really stick in it.
Uh-huh.
Stick with it for now almost 3 hours,
right,
putting all this crap in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
So, Joe, what we can do is offer people, like to offer this up as a solution. One of two options. Either they can have everybody in the group of 10 people must decide just to have a drawing, a random drawing.
Okay.
Or are there any people out there adventurous enough that they would like to get a shower cap?
Mm-hmm.
We'll supply the shower cap,
mm-hmm,
and the tape and leave their hair as it is over the weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Now, this is going to be impossible, or otherwise, but nearly impossible to cheat. With the items that we put in their hair,
right.
With the
yeah.
condition that their hair is in, physically, meaning the way that it's sticking out and it's starting to actually form and harden,
yeah.
we can take pictures of the hair,
right.
we can put the shower caps on, tape them on, mm-hmm. and then it truly becomes a battle to see on Monday
mm-hmm.
who comes in and who still has the stinky hair.
That's a great idea. If we leave it to them, I think they'll choose the drawing.
Well, the thing is, though, if we really wanted to prove it,
yeah.
whoever stayed here could
right.
stay in the parking lot all weekend.
Yeah, but then it's like one of those dumb hands-on things with people and their hands
right,
on the car.
Right.
And, well, no, we have the new security cameras now.
That's so what I was saying. So we really wanted to make sure they weren't going to cheat. They could sleep in their car. Their friends could bring them food.
Nah, they could go home, Mike. I think,
okay. You know, you yeah. could do an old magician's trick.
What's that?
You could have you and Mike actually autograph their forehead in a Sharpie.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were to wash, that would significantly fade it.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways around.
Yeah.
I'd like to offer that up to see if any of
sure.
them will at least take the challenge to say, okay, now the contest is being moved to a new level.
Uh-huh.
If you want to continue, you've got to be willing to put on a shower cap, let us initial it, tape it down, initial
right.
it, and then come back on Monday. And let's see if you're able to go through the whole weekend.
And we could take a digital picture of the signatures that we sign,
bingo.
Like boxing gloves.
Doesn't right. even have to be your names. It could be a secret word.
Right.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Not one of our secret
no,
words.
No, not one of those, certainly.
So they're going to get that choice.
Yeah.
Either they all decide
now,
to have a drawing now.
I think we should, I should probably tell this in their faces. They won't stink that bad if they come in here for a second,
we'll,
will they?
We'll know inside of 5 seconds.
All right, Joe, bring everybody and tell them big announcement.
You better
all
if
right.
they had shower caps.
Big announcement. Come on in.
You know what? If they have their tarp, their ponchos, maybe they should put their hoods on.
That would help us.
Have
yeah.
them put their hoods on, Joe.
Yeah, Joe, hoods up, please,
hoods
for all these
on.
People with their ponchos.
Good idea.
Because this could be a great... Bye, Joe.
Everybody put your hood on.
And incidentally, I am back in the studio. I wanted to point that out.
Yes,
I'm back
are.
In here and...
Thank you, Mike.
I'm feeling woozy.
The Girl Scouts appreciate it.
It's definitely a little lightheaded in here, isn't it?
As in, I'm busting your balls, but I'm seriously 1 second away from that thing that buzzed you down in the parking lot last
yeah,
week.
Yes.
I'm very close to it.
I feel great. And keep them, you know, I'm going to put up my hand.
But what I don't get is these people now, the studio smells so bad.
Stop right there.
Okay, everybody just stop
right
there.
For a minute.
We have an announcement for everybody. If all ten of you,
right.
would just kind of get, don't go any further than Stephanie. Stephanie,
right.
stay where you are. Everybody right. else, just like, come in front of this microphone right here.
Oh, my God. It's
no pun intended. No, it smells not back, is it, Mike?
Yeah, well, it's over here, yeah.
Is it really?
Let's keep this brief.
Okay,
just
here's,
brief.
Here's the thing. Are all ten of you still here?
Yes.
Yeah?
You've all made it so far.
Eight? How many? How many?
Nine.
Nine? Okay. Are all nine of you still here?
Yes.
Okay. Here's the only thing that we can come up with. That either we do a drawing, because none of you are going to drop out today. We either do...
Cool.
What, Mike?
Nothing.
Either we do a drawing, or we ask, of the nine that are left, who has the balls to continue it over the weekend? Meaning that we would wrap your hair as it is in a shower cap. Mike and I would initial or write something on tape and take a digital picture of it to make sure that you couldn't wash your hair, re-add all of the ingredients, and come back Monday. Is there anybody that would like to take the challenge to keep their hair as it is over the weekend? Oh, see, now we've got challengers already.
Hands are up.
We do.
Okay. You three may stay. The other six... We have nice parting gifts for
thank
you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. We have gifts for you.
Now listen.
Just the three that are staying. Everybody else, please leave.
For all the other six people, we'll give you a choice. Tickets to see our friend Kevin James live in Baltimore, Saturday, June 4th at the Meyerhoff or in D.C. on the 5th.
All right, everybody who's not participating.
At the Warner. Hold on. You're out too, Andrew?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's out. Okay.
He's out with the Kevin James tickets.
All right.
Or you'll get the WWE Judgment Day prize pack. From Cox and Comcast.
Now, everybody that's not playing this weekend, get out of here.
Or you get tickets to see the Allman Brothers at the Nissan Pavilion.
We only have
17th.
Two. We have only
from
two.
From Ticketmaster and NissanPavilion.com. And now we're down to
that. Look at that. Now, you guys understand, you last two guys understand that your head is going to be wrapped and you're going to have to stay this way
all weekend. Now, let's meet each of these and talk about a real survivor. No, you got to keep the hoods on, guys.
Yeah.
Chris, let's talk to Chris.
Roger.
Yes, sir.
Chris, now that you're one of the final two, and thank you to all of the people that showed up today.
Give them all a nice round of applause.
They were fantastic with all the crap in their hair. Chris, where are you from?
Centerville.
And what do you do, sir?
I'm unemployed.
Okay, that's helpful. Now, do you have a gal pal? You married?
No.
Oh.
So you're perfect for this contest.
I got a case of beer in the house. I can just sit around all weekend.
Okay.
Wow. Nothing like non-motivation.
Now, Ed, I remember your name, Ed. Okay, Ed.
Step up to the microphone, Ed.
Ed, we need a bio on you, please. Where are you from?
I'm from Centerville.
Another Centerville resident, all right.
What do you do, Ed?
I just recently graduated from college.
So you're between your first job?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're both unemployed.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
This could be a battle that could last well into next week.
Absolutely. We could really make this a battle of attrition.
You might want to ask Chris where his fish head is.
Listen to this.
Well, now hold on. Be careful with that, Ed, because if you've got your fish head still and Chris doesn't, that could... God, you are going to suffocate yourself with that thing. Watch it.
Oh, my God.
Watch it with that hood. We can't help it if Chris doesn't have his fish head. But, Ed, you would get extra points because you still have your fish head.
Right.
When you come in on Monday, if you've still got your hair in this condition.
Oh, my God. And, Don, I could see setting up a couple of lawn chairs out in front of the building on Monday.
Oh, absolutely.
And we just make this a war of attrition. Who's going to stay with that in their hair the longest?
Now, we'll have pictures of everybody on the website, but I think that we should really get close-up pictures of both of these guys. And right now, don't they look like terrorists?
They do. Yeah. They truly do.
Because they've got the
facial hair.
They've got the goggles. They've got the ponchos. Ed, do you have a question? No.
Let me ask you, Chris, how long do you think you can go with this?
Until June 1st.
Wow. Until June 1st. Incidentally, he's giving you a deadline, Ed. Ed, do you think you could make it to June 1st?
Yeah, I'll wipe your hand.
That's Ed?
You know, that's 11 more days, Ed.
Ed, right over the microphone. Focus, Ed.
Ed, that would be 11 days.
That's it.
Thank you.
That's it, he says.
That's it?
Now, what's been put in their hair to this point has been mayonnaise, ketchup, bad coleslaw?
It was bad coleslaw, beef tongue.
Dog food.
Hot salsa.
Of course, the coon urine.
Miracle Whip. Of course.
What?
Paint.
Finger paints, yes.
Paints. What are we forgetting, guys?
Eggs.
I mean, their hair right now, I would imagine if it's untouched, even during the weekend, it will form into a nice crust.
Yeah. Correct. So, the deal is this. Guys, we don't want you to go the weekend without bathing. However, it's got to be one of those deals where... you've got to make sure that your head...
Well, it's not going to be a shower. They've got to do a soak.
They can take a bath.
Yeah, they can take a bath, but they can't touch their hair because it'll be sealed.
Beth Ann is going to wrap your head. Mike and I will sign each of your heads before you leave the show today.
We will take a digital picture so as to prove any kind of forgery.
And then we'll get those pictures up on the website. And Monday, you guys will come in, and either we'll have a winner or this will continue.
Just got some orange duct tape. That's perfect.
Until we have a winner. Okay, good.
And you guys, it sounds to me like Chris would be willing to go till June 1st. And Ed, you think you could match him for that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Total confidence. Yeah.
See, I think what these guys are not realizing is that the smell, as horrendous as it was a couple of hours ago, let it just soak in.
We didn't talk to Ed about his marital status. Are you married, Ed? Do you have a girlfriend? And you live by yourself?
You live with your mom?
You live with your mother?
Now, what about you? Chris, do you live with your mom?
Live alone.
You live alone.
See, now, I'd say advantage Chris.
Chris.
Yes.
Right. Chris, unless a neighbor, starts to seep in through the neighbor's door.
Because Ed's mommy's probably going to get mad at him.
Absolutely. You think your mom or your mom and dad might have a problem with this?
Maybe. I'll just take off for the weekend.
You'll just take off for the weekend. All right. Very good.
Hide in the woods.
Hide in the woods.
Well, listen, Chris... Ed, you are great, guys. And thank you both, really seriously, for listening to the show.
You've taken this contest to another level now, and it's really going to be something.
We had no idea this would happen. Thank you. It's the first time we've ever had a contest roll over the weekend. Get out of here. Get yourselves taped up.
Mm-hmm.
Get your pictures taken from Beth Ann, and we'll see you on Monday.
Great.
Good guys. See you later.
Chris
and good job. Bye.
There they go.
There they are. And brave souls.
Happy the final two.
Really? I mean, we lost, you know, we lost seven people as soon as you made that offer. And, man.
I was telling the guys in the studio, I said, do you think anybody will do it? And everybody said, myself included, said, we'll have a drawing right now to get the winner.
Yeah. I really thought that that we wouldn't have that the two takers. And then to take it even a notch further, because really, we're going to have these guys hanging around for quite a few days now. That's what it sounds like. We'll see how they feel after the weekend, though.
I mean, yes. You'll want to go to our website tonight to look at the pictures of the crap on these people's hair. And to show you, I mean, what about all the people that dropped down? Now, these are people, including like that Stephanie chick.
Right.
She got here 4 hours ago. She brought her family down.
Oh, but my. Don, she wasn't prepared to take it to the next level.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, my brother Butch was in there?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He quit.
He did.
Yeah.
That's so unlike him. Butch, he just does the weirdest things.
So Butch quit, and you're surprised that he quit?
Yes, I am, and I am very, very disappointed.
But all I know is when I'm just taking a look at on the console, there's just a chunk of something, and I don't know what it is. Or meat or
Butchie is a
Rob, what is that?
Hello.
It's
what,
slaw.
What is it?
Slaw.
It's oh,
hello. Slaw. Not Kate Slaw.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It starts to steam.
What starts to steam?
All that stuff in their hair.
Yeah. What do you mean it starts to steam?
Under a shower cap, it like gets hot under your head, and then it starts to
body heat will cook it.
Yeah. Correct, right?
That's going to be pretty nasty.
Sure is.
Okay, well,
isn't that great?
That's right.
Thank you. Gotten the idea.
Thank you. You're with us, and you'll be you'll be listening on Monday, won't you?
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah.
This is a horrible thought, but they both come back. Both come in on Monday. They kind of look like chemo patients. Big chunks of hair falling out. You had kind of a reaction. Mom!
Yeah,
that looks like they come in and look like John Norman.
We'll be back. I guess we'll take some calls about this because this was supposed to be a simple 20-minute segment on the show today.
You had planned this to be like no more than a half an hour.
I didn't think it would go 3 hours. This has been pretty outstanding.
Sure.
We will be right back.
He's the Don and Mike. He's the Don and Mike Show.
Excuse me. I'd like to say I'm really glad and proud to be here tonight. True love is hard to find. Sometimes you think you have true love, and then you catch the early flight home from San Diego, and a couple of nude people jump out of your bathroom blindfolded like a goddamn magic show, ready to double-team your girlfriend, and it stops.
It stops right there. And it continues right here, because I think what my friend Mitch is trying to say is that true love is blind. Let's raise our glasses, whatever we got in front of us. Salute. Health and happiness. Cheers, everybody. I love you so much, Frankie.
I love you. I'm not a talker. I love you. Congratulations.
The Don and Mike Show. Working amongst the drones. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, those guys are just about ready to have us sign their heads.
Chris and Ed, Don.
Yeah, wow. Chris and Ed. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
How great would it be if you could make them wait till the date of the trip and get on the plane?
Oh, God.
Man.
Listen.
Yeah, you're never satisfied, are you?
They're here now without their shirts on.
Oh, that's this great. This looks like a Middle East training camp now.
Chris, why don't you have your shirt on, dude?
That man cut it off me.
Why'd she cut it off you? Because it was just too gross?
I think so.
Or do you think she just wanted to see that physique?
Yeah, she cut it off.
Which, incidentally, for me, it's like looking in a mirror. I'm like, that's goal weight time
that's
for
goal
me.
Goal weight? Yeah, it's goal weight for me.
That's goal
there
weight.
There you go.
All right.
I know what you're going to have to do here.
What?
You're going to have to sign or write whatever your word is so it's half on their forehead, half on the tape.
Okay.
Because if the tape moves...
I understand. And we're going to have pictures of this on our website so you can see exactly how we are going to sign these guys. And their heads are now wrapped for the entire weekend.
I'm very proud of you guys.
You two
really
retards.
They really are.
Great retards, though.
They are.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey,
hello.
Mike.
Yes, hi.
Hey, Mike, how much does the steak cost at Hank's LeGrand Cafe?
Oh, I'm not thinking about that. I don't want that brought into this now. Thank you.
I know you normally have your commercial people call on Fridays.
Yes, I know. This is just not good timing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about this. So
the you have to delete that out.
Losers.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I understand the dumping of food, but why would you let them rain on your parade?
Hey, fraternity ritual. There are a lot of them that did that. For some reason, that was very popular. Not my fraternity, but it was popular among some of the other ones.
You know, as a kid, I used to read a lot. You read those little golden books?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was wonderful. I usually read them before bed or a shower.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air. Hello there.
Who am I on the air with?
You're on the air with Don and Mike.
Oh, hi. I wanted to tell you that I love your show and today...
Phyllis Diller calling.
Pardon?
Go ahead, ma'am.
You said a lovely woman on the telephone.
Today you have had me in stitches. I have been rolling on the floor. This has got to be one of the very best shows you've ever done.
Thank you, darling.
Thanks so much. And what's your brand of cigarette?
Marlboro Light 100.
Very good, darling.
Right on.
Don't get that as much as we used to.
Which of the Golden Girls do you most resemble?
Probably Bea Arthur.
Right on.
But you know what? When I was 20, I resembled Audrey Hepburn.
Oh, wow.
Me too. Me too.
I deteriorated.
I grew out of it, though.
What, you get attacked by a tiger?
Don and Mike show.
Hi, I just wanted to say that either they're going to have the most beautiful hair after this hair treatment, or they're going to have to shave their heads.
This is true.
Yep,
I don't think there's going to be any in between on that.
You know, we were talking about the power of Vegas. Everybody loves Vegas. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, are they making Old School too?
Are they? Yeah, you know, I think they are making Old School too.
Remember Vince Vaughn didn't sleep with the girl. Now, do you think he would do it now in Old School too?
Oh, you mean with Alicia Cuthbert?
He sleeps with her. They pass out together.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
But he doesn't consummate it, and they wake up in the morning and he finds out.
Oh, sure he would, of course. Hello, who wouldn't? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just want to be around when those guys on Saturday night, the maggots start growing in their hair and stuff like that.
Guys, you realize what you're in for. Ed and Chris, you understand this. Okay?
And, of course, you know, if it is unbearable, I mean, that's it. You'll be out of the running.
All right, Ed, if you'd come over here, I'll do your signing first. And it's got to be Robbie something on...
It would have to be like, I would do it this way. Here, so it's on the tape and on his face.
So it's by his right ear.
There he goes.
Where I'll be. Okay, so I'll write like this. D, O, N, and then I'll draw a little Batman logo.
Very nice. Batman. Nice touch.
There you go. Now, Beth Ann, let's get a picture of this so we can make sure when he comes on Monday, it looks exactly the same. And now, Chris, come on over, and I'll do the same for you. And then, Mike, let's send Ed over to Mike.
Okay.
And here's a Sharpie for you, Mike. You want purple or green?
Why don't you give me green?
There you go. Take green. All right. And Chris, I'll write something. Boy, now, he's got facial hair, Rob. What do you think about this?
Right.
Where should I write on this?
You can do it between his eye right there,
okay.
I think.
All right, here you go. All right.
Getting the plastic in the way.
And I'll draw Batman for you right here.
Any seepage, Mike? Anything leaking out?
Nothing's sleeping, but I'm trying to get it up.
Yeah. And let me write the date. What is it? It's 5/20/05. There you go, Beth Ann. Get some photos here of what I've done to Chris.
They look like head injury patients now.
They do. And what's great is that we are signing the tape that is holding the plastic bag over their maggot-infested head. And our signatures are not only on the tape, they're also on the guys' faces.
Wow. Impossible to forge.
You think that's all right?
Not even Rob could forge.
Rob,
well, maybe.
Yeah.
See,
right.
See, Mike, that's your trademark.
Okay.
You know, I drew Batman, you drew the four-leaf clover.
Yeah, the shamrock, right.
Okay, and now let's get Chris.
All right.
Mike will draw on Chris as well. And I dated mine as well, Mike, all the way on the back.
Wow.
And you know what's great?
Like what? Factory sealed.
I see some seepage.
Seepage?
There's a little bit of seepage over here.
Not surprised.
Some seepage. Yeah.
All right, let me
keep writing, Mike.
You got it? Right. And B.A., we got the pictures of this?
Yep.
Guys, again, we want to thank Jeopardy. Because you're playing for the trip for two to Vegas,
wow.
And your vacation is courtesy of Jeopardy. Watch Jeopardy for the Ultimate Tournament of Champions. See who is going to beat Ken Jennings. Jeopardy weekdays at 7:30 on Washington's ABC 7.
You missed two words in the copy there. It was to death.
Oh, beat Ken Jennings to death.
That's right.
Do you think this is the demographic that Jeopardy's looking for?
At this point, Chris and Ed, we say to you, good luck. See you Monday.
Gentlemen, you've been wonderful contestants, and I wish you both could win, but unfortunately there will only be one champion in this game.
Be here Monday at 3 o'clock. Do not touch your head. Do not touch your hair over the weekend.
Any parting words? Any words for our audience?
How about Ed first? Ed, what do you got to say? Are you in it to win it, dude? What's happening?
I'm in it to win it.
Wow. Thanks so much, Ed. Okay, Chris.
Chris, what do you have to say, my friend?
Hey, almost bumped into
support our troops.
Support our troops.
There you go.
Very nice.
See?
Very good.
Chris is the early favorite.
Chris is the early favorite.
Yeah. Sleep well. Have a nice weekend.
Chris is the early favorite because he said support our troops.
Yeah,
and even though he's unemployed like the other guy, at least he doesn't live with his mom.
Yes. Well, with Ed, I think we might have to wonder if he's doing this of his own free will.
Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
What the guys... If you sign underneath where they're going to be sweating, won't it fade?
Well, yeah, it'll fade, but we'll be able to tell, especially with the Sharpie.
Listen, this is really why you'll want, although I send traffic to our website all the time, you will want to check out our website this weekend to look at the pictures because we'll have the after pictures on Monday. What, Joey, what do you got going on?
I was just thinking that if we both show up on Monday with the things on, it is a trip for two. They can both go together.
Oh, that's Joe's soft side.
Thank you, Joe. What, Rob?
I was going to say, that's what's up.
We're all really still dealing with the effects of coon urine here.
Yes, I'm afraid I'm dealing with my own delay today. I was going to say that we will need the website. We'll be able to compare, even if it's faded, it's something really noticeable that was drawn on their heads.
Yeah.
They won't be able to
I trust those two guys.
Not me.
I trust them. They're dumb enough to come down here and do this thing. And stick with it. Look at all the other people.
I don't know. They may try to outwit you.
You even have that one guy, Andrew, who was originally going to stick with it. And then the prize is Kevin James tickets.
Yeah, and he went, nope, I'm out.
He says, I'm out.
Right.
Game, you're out, you're in.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Buzz.
Hey, we get Joe's buzz.
That's good.
You're in luck. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi.
You're in the money.
You're in control this weekend.
Hello. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hi there. What can we do for you?
Yeah, what if they both bail this weekend? Would they have to have somebody verify the time and the day?
No. Nope.
If they both bail?
They're out. If they both bail, they're out.
If they both bail, then we will have a drawing of the seven people who went through the 3 hours today and then bailed out.
Good.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Well, Robbie?
I think if they bail, you should give this slut the trip.
I love Don and Mike's show.
That's what she wanted to hear. So there you go. Have a nice weekend.
Oh, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I got to talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you.
Thank you.
You're talking to us.
I'm sorry?
Turn your radio down.
Thank you.
It is down.
Yeah, well, you're talking to us right now.
I am. Hey, would you like to pet my woolly mammoth?
I don't even know what all of that just for that. I don't have today.
It meant so much to him, though.
I don't have the intestinal fortitude to take out the book.
It's been
just not in me today.
It's been exhausting.
Thank God I had my acupuncture. How have you done the show without acupuncture?
I Buzz Burbank. Going to his studio saved my life today. When I was over there, that would have killed me. That would have killed me today.
It's still nice here.
The acupuncture and the Thai. It sounds like I'm saying thigh massage, but I'm a lisper. The Thai massage. But Thai massage.
I think we really have been affected by this urine in the studio.
Who hasn't?
We've been breathing this stuff for 4 hours.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I would like to buy them a steak and a beer at Hank's. Look around.
All right, Why? Enough. Come you on, know what? Nobody brings it up until we get the guys with urine in their hair. So shut up.
Friday, it's always your day. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike?
What?
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
It's me, little Mikey Hemphill.
Who is this?
Oh, Mike Hemphill.
Hi, Dad.
My child was Shirley Hemphill. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you, he's grown up now.
Oh, MJ, Mike Jr.
How are you, son?
Is this the guy that really... The guy that we used to say looked like. Do you remember the guy?
Yeah, the guy used to come to appearances.
This is not that. You're not
like the redhead.
You're not a fat guy with red hair, are you?
No.
He wouldn't look like that at all.
Not the original.
He would look actually more like Corey. The guy swimming ball Abdul.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Sinbad. I wonder what.
Dad, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
In the movie Old School, it's not Vince Vaughn that doesn't sleep with a girl. It's Luke Wilson.
Oh,
oh yeah.
Correct. Hold on, dude. You want a prize?
No.
You want a prize?
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Where are you calling from?
Lodi, California.
Shut up, Lodi. The guy had it right. Okay, Tower Records gift card. Tower Records and Tower.com. Entertain yourself. Enjoy it. Rob, the guy had the information correct.
I didn't care for his tone.
It's the end of it all.
Fine. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hold on a second. I hate being the listener's friend.
It's the Lodi delay that guy had, too. You want a prize? Heck yeah.
I thought he was great.
In a world where he was great. Radio was strictly forbidden,
I appreciate
one man found a way.
His patronage.
Good news to
his people.
I thought
he was as attractive as Cunha.
He made it up.
I thought he was great.
Okay.
I maybe just my acupuncture.
You got him his prize.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donovan.
Hi, what's your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today, Star Wars My Way, the near riot, the piracy, and the money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes.
Super duper.
Yes.
Stay tuned for news and comments.
Coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
George Lucas, that was very
professional, it is.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Have yourself a good weekend with TGIF. How you doing? This is Al Kana. The old ones, the bold ones, have never been sold one. George Michael would say, Chicago.
Chicago!
And time for Buzz's news and comments. Now, Buzz, brought to us by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Veramax number one because it really works.
Someone call for a doctor.
Dr. Zellison, clinically tested. Call 1-888-TRY-VMAX. We'll have the winner, maybe, of the Smear Factor game on Monday.
Exciting.
Or maybe June 1st.
Maybe. those pictures will be up on the website over the weekend. Sure. Check them out. Here is Buzz Girdley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Star Wars, not near, but far wars. A battle of the old-fashioned kind nearly broke out at a movie theater in Cincinnati during the midnight opening of the latest Star Wars movie. The AMC Newport on the Levee is a 20-screen megaplex, and management decided to show the movie on all 20 screens.
Right.
But in two of the theaters, the top half of the picture was on the bottom of the screen, and the bottom half was on the top. True to modern corporate form, there weren't enough qualified people to have what used to be known as quality control.
And almost like in synchronization,
mm-hmm.
8,000 asthma things got thrown at the screen all at the same time.
4,000 inhalers.
Yeah, the inhalers.
4,000 were being used. In one screening room, a guy stood in front of the projector window, blocking the entire image to keep anyone from seeing the movie the wrong way. The Midnight Geeks demanded that the movie be restarted. Management said that's not possible. There is no rewind or reverse. There were scuffles. The police moved in. Management did have plenty of those on hand.
Can you imagine a fight between Star Wars fans?
This is unacceptable!
You're clapping me. Along with a stack of free passes. With the movie showing on 20 screens in just one theater, it's no surprise the movie made nearly $16 million, actually over $16 million.
On the midnight screening,
just
right?
Off that midnight showing. Expect insane numbers by Monday. It's also no surprise the movie's already turned up on the internet, even though theaters are watching closely for people with little video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone have lightsabers?
I'm sure they did.
When
yeah.
there were fights?
You want to throw me out of this theater? You're going to have to fight me with my saber.
Somebody sent me a link today about that. And
when it's jamming up the internet today, too. By
when, I went there, I started to download it. I don't really want to see the movie, but
no.
I thought, well, I'll see what, you know, the first 20 minutes is supposed to be like Shaving Ryan's Private. The first 20 minutes is supposed to be outstanding, like fight battle stuff.
Right. This is really shocking to me because you wouldn't think that a Star Wars fan would have internet savvy.
But here's,
no, not at all.
Here's the thing, at least at this site that I went to, until I finally decided I'm not going to sit around for like 8 hours waiting for this thing to download.
A couple of days.
As it was over the period of a couple of hours, and I came back home to check on the process, and what I was getting was not some guy like, remember when Kramer went to the movies on
Star Wars
with his VCR
all shaky and stuff?
what I got was what looked to me like something from the movie studio, because,
right?
Because it had
time code.
The digital time code
mm-hmm.
on the top of the screen,
mm-hmm.
Which is something that would have to come from someone who works for the movie company.
That's how they get a lot of it, and
right?
somebody will be in big trouble.
An inside job. For all its moaning about piracy, the movie industry has met the enemy, and it's the movie industry. But for a movie that made $16 million or so in its first screening, they will still somehow manage to make ends meet.
Oh, I think they'll do fine.
You know, but like everything, the quality of a movie you download on the internet is not the same,
no.
obviously, as a DVD or
no.
anything else. But
and the picture's small and the sound's not big.
But I had expected that it would be like looking through someone's viewfinder, and
no.
I was amazed.
It's the way the pirates used to be, the, you know, the, those,
right.
those pirates that used to get in New York City, you know, that they saw on the street. A lot of those were crap.
Oh, you could have bought the movie on the street of New York, on the streets of New York, I think at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was released at midnight.
Mm-hmm.
You
right.
could have bought a copy on
sure.
DVD at 6 a.m.
Right.
But they're so concerned about the piracy, they're not letting anyone in with peg legs.
A good move.
Rated R.
Piracy. Okay.
Today's modern American government wants
I got you, Bruce Buccaneer.
our government wants to put weapons in space. As reported earlier this week, the Air Force and the Bush administration want to launch both defensive and offensive weapons, but billboards is where they draw the line. The FAA says it wants to outlaw obtrusive advertising in zero gravity. In other news, the FAA now believes it regulates the cosmos. In a statement that statement that makes them teary-eyed on Madison Avenue, the FAA says, and I quote, objects in orbit, if large enough, could be seen by people around the world for long periods of time, just like on Futurama. But there's also concern that bright billboards would make it harder for astronomers to see much of anything.
Yeah.
You know those plastic bracelets you see?
That was
people...
a good comeback, wasn't it? I believe if we're rewinding that, what I just said was, yum.
Some stories, they just make you go, that's yum. It.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, how about that? You know those plastic bracelets you see on people, like Lance Armstrong's yellow bracelets or the pink ones for breast cancer?
No.
Yeah.
There's an organization in Texas that says it's now selling plastic bracelets to raise money for the fight against plastic bracelets.
Why is there a fight against price? I thought the yellow ones were for cancer.
Well, they are, as a matter of fact, but there are so many of them now, you'll hear.
There's a red one. Red Sox have one. Ain't got it yet, though.
Well, these anti-bracelet bracelets are black, and they're designed to replace all the others, and there are lots of others. An End to the Bracelet Fad Incorporated says it's even heard of cases in which kids were unable to bend their arms because they were wearing so many of these bracelets. The company's made a list. It includes chartreuse to protest paper cuts, mauve to protest telemarketers, charcoal for people who think charcoal ought to be part of the periodic table, and pea green for people opposed to explosive diarrhea.
I want pea green.
Yeah, I need a box of those.
A box of pea green.
And speaking of...
I've got my American Idol one that Fox sent to me.
Isn't that beautiful?
It's blue.
Oh, it's blue.
It's blue, and it says American Idol on it.
Hobo.
It's got the logo, and I've never worn it because I want it to be pristine.
I'm on Fox.com.
Speaking of scams, be on the lookout for the latest creepy trend in weddings, the invitation that asks attendees to bring their checkbooks. Forget the blender. Today's newlyweds just want cash to pay for their $40,000 to $50,000 weddings. Quoting one real invitation, "We are happy to invite you to our wedding. Please bring your checkbook." End quote.
Dear friend and friend, eat one.
Yeah.
Sign,
see you later.
Signed Don.
Have a fun day. I won't be there.
The morning after our wedding, Carrie and I were waiting to board the plane at the airport, and there was the redneckiest, hickiest couple sitting in, you know, those molded plastic airport chairs?
Right.
There was a chair between them, and they were ripping open the cards, shaking out the check, calling out the name and the amount, and throwing the card away. While they were getting ready to get on the honeymoon plane.
And you did not know me at that time, but how come you didn't come up and say, hey,
that's not right.
That you shouldn't be doing that.
Yeah, that's Ted and Irma. They gave us $20.
There was much more urgency. It was more like, Ted and Irma, $30.
Well, quoting the happy couple who sent out the invitation I just read, "We sent the money straight to our travel agent. There are, after all, honeymoon expenses to consider. The trend started recently in the U.S., is now reportedly spreading to Great Britain." You're welcome. And do you want human waste in your drinking water?
Yes.
I'm guessing you don't. It isn't.
Yes.
It's not good for you, Don.
Well, yes, hello.
It's in our drinking water here today.
Hello.
This raises the question about why the government agency that's supposed to protect you from pollution would propose a new policy allowing sewage treatment plants to dump only partially treated human waste into our lakes, rivers, streams, and coastal waters.
You'd be like those sea monkeys.
Yeah.
You remember those remember those things you used to get in the back of a comic book?
Yeah, they're called the new ones are called ass monkeys. Experts.
Hold on a second. Wasn't that guy a famous anti-Semite?
Oh, yeah, we had that in the package.
The sea monkey guy?
Yeah, the guy. Hold on a second. I got it here somewhere. I was going to talk
I'm
about
shocked.
It this week.
I was one of those.
Sea monkeys. Hold on. Give me a second.
Didn't know
he also invented the X-ray specs.
Oh, really?
That's
so
a novelty gift.
Yeah, but the best thing about it is he wasn't just an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
He was a Jewish anti-Semite.
Hold on. Here he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
Self-loathing.
So you remember, like, if you've got the old Batman or Spider-Man, that would have those. I know we've talked about spider monkeys before.
Sure.
We all sent away for the spider monkeys because in the ad.
Sea monkeys.
I'm sorry, sea monkeys. You put them in a bowl.
And then they like float.
They're brine shrimp. That's what they are.
But but in the comic books, they would have like faces and crazy ears, and they would float around.
They would frolic and wear crowns.
And I got this. Do you remember the amazing sea monkeys?
Yes.
Okay. You got ripped off by buying them because, as Buzz just said, they were just these bad shrimp.
Tiny shrimp.
Brine shrimp.
Right.
The guy who invented them is dead now. His name is Harold von Braunhout.
Sure.
He was born in 1926 to a Jewish family in Memphis. And he was truly a self-hating Jew.
Oh, in Memphis.
Do you know that the profits from sea monkeys went to the KKK and the Aryan Nation?
Mm.
He changed his birth name, which was Harold Braunhout, to the more Kaiser-esque Harold von Braunhut, because he wanted his name to sound more German.
Sure, wow. Yeah.
And let me see.
The little shrimp are white.
Right. He funded all of his various causes with the sea monkeys, and they were taken into space by John Glenn in 1998.
Sea monkeys?
Sea monkeys were.
Oh, that's sad. John Glenn, if you'd only known.
Yeah, they helped pay for the KKK.
Devin, take up the sea monkeys.
Time to add the water and the salt and make the monkeys come to life.
Then I will fill myself with more self-loathing.
And the X-ray specs. Now, even though I was a dumb kid, I still ordered them.
Oh, you did?
Because you saw the ad. And
yeah, you're a little kid. You think you can see through girls' clothes.
And then you'd get the bad, like, glasses that normally would have the nose, the Groucho nose and the little mustache. And they would just have the squiggly woo-woo.
Yeah, the circles, and it would be a piece of cardboard.
Right.
Yeah, and there would be two little pinholes cut out right in the middle, so you could see.
Not only was it an X-ray, you couldn't even really see through the
right. You would walk around the house and walk into walls.
Right. But don't you remember clearly the picture for the ad, and it was a guy looking through his hand?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, I got to get them.
Everybody wanted them.
And they were 99 cents.
Exactly.
And, of course, when you're a kid, it's like, well, 99 cents, why wouldn't they be real?
Of course.
I can swing that.
Or if you save up the $5, you can buy the hovercraft.
I saw that ad.
You've seen it?
Have we discussed grit before on the show?
I remember. I don't know, but I remember grit.
Yeah. What's grit? There was an ad in comics that you could earn points to win super prizes like the Daisy BB gun if you sold this crap newspaper, Grit.
Old people loved the paper.
Yeah.
It really was a real paper, and old people loved it.
Remember the Daisy BB gun?
The
Daisy. Shoot your eye out,
Daisy. Daisy.
Yeah, don't shoot the BB there.
No, please not.
Daisy, very scary.
The Daisy BB gun.
I think we all got those.
So the government wants to allow the dumping of only partially treated sewage into our water. Experts say this will lead to more diseases and infections, more sick days spent bowing in one direction or another to the porcelain god who wants clams. We would drop our jaws in amazement, but who knows what they'll allow into the air. It could be worse. I'll tell you how much worse when we come back.
Hey, something to look forward
to.
You
love doing that.
I do.
You love that.
It's the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
And now listen, we want to thank all of our contestants for coming down for Smear Factor today.
Great souls all.
Thank you to Jeopardy on ABC for the trip to Las Vegas. We're down to two now. Ed and Chris. We really took today about 100 pictures.
Good.
So you're going to have to give us like 12 hours to get everything up on the website.
Do you think the itching has started yet for those guys?
You're going to be able to see all the stuff. No, I don't. Not, well, maybe.
Yeah.
You know,
just about now.
I'm thinking
know, yeah.
They've been out of here an hour now. Yeah,
I was just settling it. Start as it starts to dry,
yeah, maybe.
And the heat. The heat is a definite factor. Yeah,
right.
There's
right.
not a lot of ventilation up there.
No,
keep in mind all the stuff that these brave nine contestants put in their hair today. We are down to two that are going to wrap their heads. They've already been wrapped, sealed, and signed by Mike and I.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to see if they can go all weekend.
Oh, man.
Without washing their hair.
I'd
be very curious to see if there's a color change. In their hair.
Or their face.
Mm-hmm.
Or I doubt they'll make it to the Mensa meeting this week.
It's DonandMikeWebsite.com. It's where you'll see those photos all weekend long. And now again, here is Buzz Gridley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. You're making my head itch just thinking about
it. You know, if it doesn't play out on Monday, the contest continues until one of them gives up.
Yeah, we'll have to have them drop by every day. They got no other place to go.
They're both unemployed.
They
right.
can't go anywhere else. We're talking about pollution.
They're the part of the Don and Mike Army that makes our show work.
We used to pay respect to the proud 4%. Now it's the proud 5.5%.
I was just going to say it's the proud
7%. Yeah, probably more, growing, right? Yes. We're talking about sewage. It could be worse. You could live in Australia where people are being told to keep their toilet lids down.
I'll drink to that.
With something heavy. And this is not about critters. This is about the annual flushing of the sewer system with high-pressure jets over the next 7 days.
Toilet seat assistance and road. Thank you!
Amen, Rosie. This is at one home 3 years ago. The pressure caused an explosion that covered the walls.
Take me tonight to get a new toilet seat because mine got broken and was sliding.
It could break because the walls, the floor, and the ceiling were coated. Sewage officials sent in professional cleaners, but the homeowner says the smell just never went away.
Yes, I'm okay because I'm the sheriff.
This year's warning to homeowners doesn't say if or when it's safe to use.
You're weird. Go to Hippopotamus!
You're the hippopotamus. Shut up.
It's me, the sheriff.
Yeah, you're not a sheriff.
I want to see you.
You've upset her. So maybe you've heard the...
Oh, that is that.
Yes, and I'm happy about that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So maybe you've heard the expression stop for driving while black. Some men in Dayton, Ohio say they've been arrested for driving while gay. With the arrival of warm weather, undercover cops have been cruising the parks to...
This is Robert the Mailman.
Not driving while black.
They're
gay guys, Rob.
That's right, driving while gay. Cops have been cruising the parks in Dayton to see if any other guys, you know, want to have sex with them.
Dayton, that's a game.
Unless a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Speaking of gays.
The guys who say yes to the undercover cops get arrested. The sweep is controversial because it's so aggressive in trapping. Remember, the officers are doing the soliciting. One guy who got off with just a reckless driving citation says he was detained for 45 minutes because of the rainbow sticker and the anti-Bush stickers on his car.
Yeah, that's another thing we never talked about today. In Spokane, today the mayor came back to work. After all that crap that's been going on.
Oh, well, I think he's just going to go back and it's going to be all normal.
He had a lot of email to check up on.
I'm not really sure, but I saw the crawl on the Today Show today. And everybody knows the guy by name. They just put on the bottom of the screen on the Today Show, Jim West going back to work in Spokane.
We'll have to get an update on Monday, see how Jim West is doing back at work. The Wild Wild West.
Big Jim.
In one case, an officer in Dayton, Ohio, arrested a man for public indecency because of what they had discussed, not because of anything that actually happened. That charge was, of course, later dropped. Some of the other arrests are now being investigated in Dayton. And finally,
Dayton is the game where the grown-ups play.
Finally, a woman painting a fence was injured when a camel sat down on top of her in West Virginia. She used her...
Do you really have to read the rest of the story?
Yeah, well, not really, but I can't help it. She used her cell phone to call for help. Firefighters pulled the camel. Now we've added firefighters to the mix.
Not a camel.
Firefighters pulled the camel off the woman, and she was again able finally to breathe normally.
We finally have the secret of the beast with two backs.
Officials are pretty proud of the way they handled the incident. Quoting one, there's no protocol on something like this. Police are refusing to release the name of the camel.
Manny, only camels in West Virginia are in the cigarette machine.
I think it was one of the camels named Joe.
I think so, camel.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry without a sound.
No!
Yes,
no,
Mike.
No!
That's it.
All right.
We gotta fly.
Come on!
Zod. We'll be back Monday. Have a great and safe weekend, everybody.
Amen.
We'll have the winner, maybe, of Smear Factor on Monday.
Yeah, they're both going to have a lovely weekend with their hair nets.
Check out our website for their pictures this weekend. Love you, Frida. Love you, Bart. Rod and Fez coming up next.
Right.
And tonight, it's going to be a real tearjerker.
Yes.
Last night for Giant Brian.
Oh. Yeah, yeah, very special Ron and Fez tonight.
Yes, very special. Let's see if they kill him before 11 o'clock.
Absolutely.
That's it. We got to fly. We'll see you on Monday. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I said thanks a lot.
Urine.
Till we meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.